Go to AM760.net today. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
AM760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
And autism.
The age of the father may be a risk factor.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It's almost 5 years since the 9/11 attacks. How secure is the country now? Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, the White House is issuing a new assessment.
Right, Nick, this just-released report says while the U.S. is safer than it was on that awful day 5 years ago, it is not immune from attack. The study points to an enemy that is more dispersed. As Presidential Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend tells CBS News, it's an open-ended conflict.
Is the war on terror, in effect, a permanent World War III?
I don't think so. But I will say it's a long-term war. This radicalization, this extremist ideology, is like a disease, and it's taken root.
Now, the report also emphasizes terrorists still want to use weapons of mass destruction to inflict catastrophe. President Bush will elaborate on the terror threat in a speech later today. Live at the White House, I'm Peter Mayer, CBS News.
With the midterm elections looming, some top Democrats are going after President Bush on his Iraq policy. And in an open letter to the president, they say Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld should be fired. Amy Walter, the senior editor of the Cook Political Report, says this letter is part of a strategy aimed at making GOP candidates as uncomfortable as possible during the fall campaign.
They certainly want to put Republicans on the defensive, force them to try to answer the questions, whether it's about Secretary Rumsfeld or whether it's about the overall strategy in Iraq.
There are several cases of atrocities allegedly committed by U.S. troops in Iraq. An Army investigator says four soldiers accused of raping an Iraqi teenager and killing her and three relatives should be court-martialed. David Shelton represents one of the accused and does not believe they should face the death penalty if convicted.
The command put these soldiers in a position where they knew that they were compromised after repeated battle trauma. I think the soldiers facing and judging these accused will find the death penalty is not warranted in this case.
Do you still owe Uncle Sam money? You could be getting a phone call this week. We're live with CBS News correspondent Chris Mavridis. Chris, will it be the tax man on the line?
No, but if you've ever missed a credit card payment, or six, then you're probably familiar with this caller. Starting today, the IRS begins using three private collection agencies. More than 12,000 deadbeat taxpayers on the line for 25 grand or less in undisputed debt will get the call. But there is big opposition to this, Nick, from members of Congress and a taxpayer advisory panel, too. The IRS is reassuring folks they've done plenty to protect taxpayer rights and privacy.
Now, the oil industry's primed a new pump in the Gulf of Mexico it hopes will lead to a gusher. Chevron and its partners have announced a successful production test from a deep source about 175 miles off the coast that could be the biggest domestic find since the Alaska North Slope. Hundreds of mourners have gathered at Steve Irwin's Australia Zoo to mourn the loss of the crocodile hunter killed by a stingray yesterday while filming on the Great Barrier Reef. Producer John Stanton says the last moments of Irwin's life were captured on video.
It shows the Steve come over the top of the ray, and then the tail came up and spiked him, and he pulled it out, and the next minute he's gone.
Irwin's body's being flown to his home in Australia's Queensland state. A leading politician says if his family wants it, Irwin will be given a state funeral. It's been more than a month since Fidel Castro's intestinal surgery. Now comes a new batch of photos of the Cuban leader and a statement saying he lost more than 40 pounds. But Castro says the most critical time of his recovery is now behind him. It's 4 past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM760 local news update. Some of the state's Democrats used the Labor Day holiday yesterday to push for a proposal to raise the minimum wage here in the state.
Hard work deserves fair wages.
Minimum wage now $5.15 an hour. Amendment 42 on the November ballot would raise it to $6.85. The amendment affecting about 34,000 workers in the state, keeping in mind that the U.S. Senate rejected a measure to raise the minimum wage across the nation last month. Jury selection beginning today for the man accused of shooting two Denver police officers, Raul Gomez Garcia, charged with shooting and killing Detective Donnie Young and wounding his partner Jack Bishop. Some 80 potential witnesses expected to take the stand. Under a deal to extradite Gomez Garcia from Mexico, the death penalty has been taken off the table. Gomez Garcia could face life in prison if he's convicted. And attendance at the state fair down this year at 400,351 compared with 422,116 a year ago. Poor weather probably had something to do with it. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning. We're getting back to it. Lots of folks headed out to work or school early. But so far, we're in pretty good shape. No problems along I-70, I-25 through the metro area. No wrecks or backups. Boulder Turnpike flowing freely right now into town. We do have signals flashing red along several intersections out in Aurora along Parker. So watch out, especially at Parker and Quincy. Be prepared for minor delays. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I was there.
How was it down there?
You know what? It was cloudy and it was a little cold, and I wore a jacket. But I met a lot of really nice people. A lot of nice people came by to say hello. We had and I hope we have this again. We had a fabulous game there, like Jeopardy. That, you know, when you would get, like, the questions would come up on a, you'd have categories would come up on a computer screen, a big computer screen, and then you'd pick the category. One of the categories was Mornings with Marvin, and then there was like Ed and Randy, and then there was Franken, and it goes through the whole, and it was about the radio station. And then the winner, the person who got the highest score, won one of these HD radios, which, if you haven't heard an HD radio, you should definitely check these things out. They're the wave of the future, and it makes AM sound better than FM. I mean, it really, we had one of those out there, and it's really impressive. But the game was something else, and Turk, your name was in there as one of the questions.
Who was it? Something like, who's the producer of the J. Marvin Show? Something real simple?
No, something like, who's cranky and turns Jay's mic on and off? And
nice.
I think there's some allusion to you smoking cigarettes in there, too. But anyway, met a lot of nice people, and I hope that the next, you know, big thing that we have, that the station has, I hope they have that Jeopardy game out there, because it was a lot of fun. I didn't get a chance to play it, but I kind of emceed it when several people did play it, and it was very popular. I mean, I was there at 11:30 in the morning, and we had sign-ups of people to play this game all the way until close to 5:00 in the afternoon. So did have a lot of people come by and say hello and had a great time at the Taste of Colorado. I only wish that the weather had been better.
Did you eat any alligator tail?
No, I ate no food. I didn't have a chance to eat any food, so I had nothing to eat there. But the food smelled marvelous. And, you know, if it had been warmer, I think we would have had more people out there. It was definitely worth going to. A lot of people ask us there if we had bumper stickers or window stickers to give away, and we told people no, because the rules for the Taste of Colorado was we couldn't hand those out. So we didn't have any to give away. And if you want one of those, email the promotions department here or email the program director, and I'm sure they'll shoot you one in the mail. 6:13, 13 minutes after 6, we have some of the smartest listeners to this radio station, and we have people who are very observant, and they send stuff all the time to me, and I'm sure that they sent them to the other hosts here. So, very little gets away from this audience. Very little gets away that people don't catch. Either when you make a mistake, or a news story that you don't catch. And it used to be in the old days of doing talk radio that really you could, and I never did this. I mean, I make my share of mistakes, like everybody else, and I think most people who listen know that I admit those mistakes when I make them. But used to be in the old days of talk radio, talk radio hosts could get on the air and they could say virtually anything. And there was no Media Matters, there was no internet, and people couldn't see, who were sitting at home or sitting in their office, couldn't sit there and type stuff up and catch you, go on the internet and, you know, and nail you. But several people sent me this story, and I want to talk about it in this first hour this morning at 303-713-7600. And heck, the sun isn't even up yet as we're starting to work our way into fall. But, you know, if you're out there, check this out. This is there's two stories that one of them is they're both definitely sad and they're both definitely bizarre. There's an Associated Press story that has been out now for about a week. And it says attacks on the homeless are up, according to activists. And it gives several examples in this AP story of people who have been brutalized by total and complete strangers. And homeless advocates say that such violence is on the rise across the nation. Often the attackers are teenagers or young adults who are more affluent than their victims. A 2005 report by the National Coalition for the Homeless showed that 86 violent attacks on homeless people in 2005 compared with 60 in 1999. Those numbers are likely low because they only reflect attacks that have been documented in public records. You know, a lot of homeless people never come forward and never say anything about being attacked. In the 1980s, attacks seemed only to happen in big cities, both on the East Coast and the West Coast. Now, they say that they have documented incidents. Homeless activists have documented incidents in 165 cities nationwide, 42 states, and also in Puerto Rico. Probably the most famous is the video in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, of a teenager beating a homeless man to death and pelting his body with paintballs. That was back in January. And there was also another homeless man who was beat to death in March in Orlando. And five juveniles had been arrested in that case. That was the one that made that they had video on. The Fort Lauderdale case also made the headlines. There's also another story that several listeners sent me. Check this story out about the homeless. Two, and I don't know that these guys would be classified as being homeless, but I don't know what you would classify them as being. Two men who took fruit and vegetables out of a garbage can have been sentenced to 6 months in jail. Can you believe that? Giles Charlie, I guess is the guy's name, 24 of Somersworth, New Jersey, and David Siller, 27 of Wayne, Pennsylvania, said the punishment was harsh and the only choice they had to avoid felonies on their records. They were on their way to the Rainbow Family's annual gathering when they were arrested in June and charged with felony burglary and misdemeanor theft. Authorities said they took five cucumbers, four or five apricots, two bundles of asparagus spears, and a handful of cherries from a garbage can at the Sweet Pea Produce. The two pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor trespassing Wednesday, and the felony charges were dropped. "We didn't have any intention of committing a crime or doing anything wrong," Charlie told the Steamboat Pilot and Today newspaper. "We had just come into town, and we were prepared to buy groceries from a store, but everything was closed." 6 months? And then felony for going through, like, a dumpster? Give me a break here. Thousands of people were in the Steamboat Springs area at the end of June and early July for the Rainbow Family gathering north of town. At times, the relationship between members of the nomadic group and authorities were tense, and a number of citations were issued. So I don't know if you classify these guys as being homeless or not. I guess they weren't. But they had no other place to go to get anything to eat, and so they went dumpster diving, and they got, like, charged with a felony, and then 6 months in the can for that. And then you have these attacks against homeless people being up. And I guess the question I just want to ask you here this morning, and maybe you've got a beat on this, is what in the hell's going on out there? What's happening out there that causes this kind of stuff to go on in communities where, you know, you have these harsh sentences and you have teenagers beating up homeless people? And maybe I'm, you know, folding one story into the other, and I shouldn't, because maybe they're two different types of stories, because I don't know the status of the two guys in Steamboat Springs. But this whole idea about, you know, beating homeless people up, where is this coming from? Where are kids, affluent kids, getting this stuff? Where, you know, where's it coming from? I mean, I don't know. You know, it's another one of these things where you scratch your head and wonder what the hell's going on. There is a certain amount of hostility towards homeless people. There always has been, and there always will be, hostility towards homeless people. And I've admitted on the air sometimes that I'll see these people standing around with these signs about need help, you know, trying to get work or whatever the case is, and I'll think to myself, you know, I drag my fat rear out of bed every morning at 3 a.m. For God's sakes, you look healthy to me. Get a freaking job. But you know what? That's way, in a lot of cases, too judgmental on my part, because I don't know if they have mental problems. I don't, you know, and I know there's a high degree of vets among homeless. I know that there's a high degree of mental illness among homeless. And I'll have to remind myself, you know, I'll have to remind myself over and over and over again about this. But I would never, you know, advocate beating these people up or ever say to like a 16-year-old, sure, it's okay to go, you know, beat the crap out of people who don't have, you know, who don't have a home. And I've frequently given these people money. I mean, I admit to it. There was a time when I didn't, but I have for people standing around on the corner. 303-713-7600. Three lines open. Talk to me about the hostility out there towards homeless people. And the idea these two guys in Steamboat Springs get like 6 months in the can for dumpster diving because they were hungry? Is this America?
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, there you go. Jane's addiction, been caught stealing. 24 minutes after 6, high today, 80. Good morning. Partly sunny skies today. And Turk and I were just talking during the break. We're not sure which story to concentrate on more here, the attacks on the homeless being up, or the ridiculous story in Steamboat Springs. Yeah, Turk wants to talk about this. The ridiculous story in Steamboat Springs of these two guys who ended up being charged with a felony for going into a garbage can, a dumpster outside a produce company, and taking fruit and taking discarded produce. They took 5 cucumbers, 4 or 5 apricots, 2 bundles of asparagus spears, a handful of cherries, and they took this from a garbage can at the Sweet Pea Produce. This is Steamboat Springs, Colorado. This, you know what? I've never been to Steamboat Springs. Does anybody have any idea what this community is like? What's going on up there at Steamboat Springs? Maybe we should be asking that question. I think we get into Steamboat Springs, don't we?
Yeah, we should.
I think we do. Or at least we will here in another couple of minutes when the sun comes up. And I'd like to know what's going on in Steamboat Springs. Also, I don't know about this Rainbow Family thing either. I have no clue about these folks and what they're about. Maybe somebody out there has an idea. This is like the second time I've ever heard of them. I know that they were in the news when this Rainbow Gang. Don't they like hang out in the forest and stuff? And do they smoke dope? Yeah,
some do. I probably not all of them, but I'm sure a majority of them do.
Yeah, they smoke dope. And what else is their thing? They dress in, like, naturalist garb? Is that what the deal is? Do they run around in the forest naked? Is that what the story is?
No, it's not nothing like that. I think they just kind of, it's like a big, let's say, they go camping for a few weeks in the forest, in national forests throughout the country. And this year it happened to be in Colorado.
So what threat do they pose? Why were tensions high between authorities? And what do they issue citations about? Like unregulated campfires or something?
Yeah, that and trash and worry about squatting and things like that. And, I mean, I saw all the stories in the news after they had left town, and they basically cleaned up everything that they left behind. I mean, from all the reports I read, that the police up there were just amazed at how clean everything was after they left. But as they were coming in, they were quite scared of what it would be. You know, people don't like, the authorities don't like squatting on national forest land and stuff like that.
Well, what's the difference between squatting and camping?
Well, it's just a matter of what you do with your waste, your trash, and, everything. Basically, all the trash that you would produce in the 2, 3, 4 weeks, however long they were up there.
All right, so these guys get charged with felonies, and the only way to get the felonies off their record is to say, okay, we'll go to the Crossbar Hotel for 6 months. This story is insane. Absolutely insane. Now, if you throw stuff away, right? You're getting rid of it. And I know in my neighborhood, sometimes, and I assume that it's the homeless, sometimes people go through the dumpster out in back of our house. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I've told this story on the air or not. Did I tell the story on the air, Turk, about the time that I was half asleep, backed my car out of the garage? Yeah, I told that. And somebody had moved the dumpster, so somebody obviously had been going through the dumpster, and there was stuff all over the place. And I backed my car into the dumpster and punched a hole in my bumper. But, you got to go out there and clean up after they've done it. But Do you think, like, in Denver, you'd get, like, six, you get charged with a felony? Trash is trash. What, you know, what's up with that? So, I'd love somebody or a number of you to call me at 303-713-7600 and tell me what the story is with Steamboat Springs and what you think of this story. And I'd like to know what kind of community Steamboat Springs is, because I've never been there. I mean, is it an uptight community? Is it a moneyed community? I know that there's skiing there, right? And forest land in Steamboat Springs. There's skiing there, isn't there?
Yeah, there's skiing there. It's mostly a ski town, and they got lots of, you know, I think there's whitewater rafting and stuff in the summer, but it's fairly expensive to live there. I have a few friends that live there, but, you know, it's got a nice mixture of young, you know, people that, I think there's a Colorado Mountain College in Steamboat Springs. I may be, you know, wrong on that, but, you know, there's young kids, older, so there's the money, and the, you know, the younger neo-hippies type, but, no, Steamboat's, I doesn't fit the mold. I could see this in Aspen or something like that, but Steamboat, nah, I don't see it.
Well, that was my next question. Is this like, is Steamboat Springs like Aspen and Vail? No. Is this something they would do in Aspen? Is this something they would do in Vail? There's got to be something wrong with this story. I don't get where this is coming from. And several people sent this to me. I had no idea this had happened. But several people had to send me. Now, there's a petition. There's an online petition, and I don't have the information in front of me, to get these guys off the hook. And if I lived in Steamboat Springs, I mean, I'd be ashamed of this. Because this seems to be, like, really draconian to me. And once again, as I said, I mean, I don't know if these guys were homeless or not. Now, one of the guys' mother of one of the guys called the jail sentence a joke. She said, it's really amazing and unbelievable how taking garbage out of a dumpster becomes a felony. Yeah, how does that happen? 6:31, 29 minutes away from 7. Anybody want to talk about this? 303-713-7600. I realize that this is not up there as far as, you know, important topics like the takeover of the legislature by, you know, the Congress by the Democrats. But this is just something I saw this morning and thought, you know, I got to get on the air and ask about this because I find it to be absolutely incredible. Gina Michael, do you find this to be a weird story?
I think it is.
You get like 6 months for going through a dumpster?
I think they're trying to send him a message.
Well, what message are they trying to send? We don't want you people around? Is
yes.
that what they're trying to say?
Yes.
Well, what is it about the Rainbow family? Are they like bad people? Are they like transients? What? I mean, who cares if they're transients? What's wrong with being a transient?
I don't know.
Do you know, this is really true. Mary read this and told me about it. Do you know Tony Bennett, who's like 80?
Yes.
Has never owned a home and doesn't own a car and says your home is where your heart is?
Wow.
And just lives wherever he wants to?
What? Like it, you know.
Well, no, I mean,
the
he likes
Carlton.
Well,
or?
Yeah, but I mean, like, he, you know, has an apartment. I think he has an apartment like in, you know, Greenwich Village or something in New York, and then he's got like a place in San Francisco. But I mean, he doesn't have like a mortgage. He doesn't do all of that kind of stuff. What is the deal here with, you know, if you want to, you know, if these people, if the Rainbow people are nomadic, and they're like drifting around. I mean, why is that? What is the deal there? Well, I guess the people in Steamboat Springs don't want those people around, right?
That's the impression I'm getting.
Have you ever been to Steamboat Springs?
I've never been there, but you would think it would be a very laid-back place.
Wow. Well, you know what? Don't take anything out of a garbage can in Steamboat Springs, or you'll go to jail for 6 months. All right, we enjoyed the Labor Day weekend. Now it's back to the grind, and one of the things about the grind is you got to drive, and here with Progressive Traffic is Gina Michaels with the grind, right?
Yes, well, we've got a lot of traffic already out on the roadways from the long holiday weekend. Southbound 25 out of Thornton, 104th to 84th, seeing that usual stretch bogged down. We also have a lot of folks trying to get into downtown, 38th to Spear. Eastbound 270 on the increase through Commerce City, and we're still dealing with some irritation out in Aurora along Parker. We have a computer malfunction, has the signals flashing at several intersections, including at Quincy. AC, so you want to watch out through there. Weather today, patchy fog early, sunny and warmer by afternoon with a high of 82. Right now it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
House tonight on Fox.
Paying too much for insurance? InsureMe.com can help you lower your rates by shopping your insurance for you. Compare fast.
If you saw a job ad like this, would you take the job? $10,000 per week. You have to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no vacation, no breaks, and no benefits. You can't get off work at 5, you can't leave the office, there is no retirement, no promotions, no pay increases, and you can't change jobs. You have to do this job 24/7 for the rest of your life. Want the job? This is exactly how an injury goes. No break from it, no vacation, no benefits. You can't change this job. You just inherited a new permanent career. Is that enough pay for that job? What if your injuries include numbness, back surgery, and restriction of your favorite activities? Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Injuries are truly life-changing events. Bell & Pollock has handled these issues for years. If you have an injury and have questions, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached 24 hours a day at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Find out by taking the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK to get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Kmart.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them. What are 15 million members? And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Dr. Phil is on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love. Visit Match.com for details.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll give you a free video demonstration so you can see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call now for your free video demonstration to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-2909. That's 1-800-900-2909. 1-800-900-2909.
Well, they're misleading the masses. We're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
6:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 80, under partly sunny skies. We're talking about these two guys who got like 6 months in jail. They were originally charged with a felony. Then that felony was dropped if they agreed to do 6 months in the Crossbar Hotel for taking produce out of a garbage can in Steamboat Springs outside the Sweet Pea Produce Company. Then the secondary story is that attacks on the homeless are up. And mostly these attacks are being done by teenagers from affluent households. What's up with that? 303-713-7600. Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Marshall, what's up?
Hey, I don't really think this has anything to do with Steamboat, per se. I don't really think, you know, they're that much different than any other town. I went to CSU in Fort Collins, and they would have these huge dumpsters at the end of the semester when all the students would move out of the dorm, and, you know, the students would throw away really good stuff, and people would go through those, and people got prosecuted for going through those dumpsters. And I really never understood the logic of it, why they didn't want it. I mean, I guess it was liability or something. You know, I'm sure they made up something. But, I mean, I don't really think it has anything to do with Steamboat. I think it has more to do with, you know, people that kind of have this NIMBY mentality. And this weekend we were delivering yard signs for Bill Winter, and, you know, every person was like, oh, my HOA won't let me put the signs up. And it's really those types of people that, you know, the grumpy old ladies that, you know, cruise around the neighborhood looking for, oh, look, there's a Bill Winter sign. You know, that's against the HOA, you know, or there's some weed, you know. And it's just these people that have this mentality of, you know, we have a little bit of power, we have a little bit of control, and we're going to make sure that anybody that steps online knows that what their place is.
Yeah, I've run up against those covenant laws before, and I'll tell you, when I lived in Florida, that place is the king of covenant laws, of people getting busted for all kinds of stuff, where your neighbors have nothing better to do but to turn you in, and it's like you want to say to them, you know what, get a frickin' life. Do something with yourselves besides, like, spying on the person living across the street from you. But, you know, the thing is, why would they do this at CSU? Why do it in Steamboat Springs? I mean, what harm comes from going through a dumpster other than I could see this argument, okay, Marshall? I could see the argument of, well, you made a mess. You know what I'm saying? You made a mess and you didn't clean it up. Now I got to go out there and clean it up. That gets old. I could see that argument, but these guys were looking for something to eat, for God's sakes.
I really think it's just people that have too much time on their hands that are going to, you know, they are given a little bit of power and they want to make sure that everyone knows that, you know, they're the enforcers. They're enforcing the laws, and it doesn't, you know. So they're going to make sure that, you know, if they see other people doing something that looks a little out of line, that, you know, I have control and you don't. And, you know, that's always been my mentality with the, you know, HOA. And I think it's the same type of mentality with the people that go around kind of, you know, trying to find every little way that they can, you know, apply a law. And, you know, and I think it's just kind of, it kind of stems also from what I call NIMBY, you know, not in my backyard, where, you know, they're just going to try to, you know, push their authority onto other people no matter if it makes sense or not.
Bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. Marshall, thank you, man. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Yeah, you know what, that whole, I could do a whole show about those homeowner covenants and about people enforcing ridiculous laws. You can't, you know, I'm going to turn you in. Here's Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
My man, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I lived up in the high country there for about 10 years, and actually was a cop up in Vail for a while before I came down here to the metro area. And, yeah, something didn't quite sound right with this whole thing. I mean, Steamboat's a typical resort town, you know, meaning that probably about 60 to 80% of the homes are unlived in year-round, and, you know, mostly the young kids and the service industry support the place while the, you know, the higher-ups kind of enjoy it. But Steamboat, compared to, like, places like Aspen and Vail, is pretty mellow. I mean, it's really a cowboy town that's turned into a resort community, but just doesn't make it, it doesn't really jive that two guys just going into a dumpster got arrested and charged with felony charges, unless either, I don't know, maybe the place was locked up with some fencing. That's the only thing I could think
of. Doesn't say anything about that. It says it was like out in the back of the business, and, you know, they were looking for something to eat, and they went through the dumpster, and
yeah,
they got popped for it. And if they had taken it to trial, I guess, or if they had, yeah, if they had taken it to trial, they would have been charged with a felony, but they plea bargained down and took 6 months in jail. But 6 months in jail for an apricot? Come on.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
You know, isn't that bizarre? But you say Steamboat Springs is not an uptight place.
No, it's not really an uptight place compared to some of the higher-end destination resorts like Aspen, Telluride, places like that. It's actually pretty mellow place, but it is a resort town, so you have that kind of a lot of the haves and the have-not thing going on, for sure.
All right, Paul, thank you, man. I appreciate the information.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, so there's a clash between the haves and have-nots. Is that what it is in Steamboat Springs? Well, why are you laughing, John? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe there's a clash between the haves and have-nots there. Maybe they don't like people who come through town or they consider to be shiftless. So what, do you have to drive like a Rolls-Royce Shadow through town there to be accepted? Is that what the case is? I don't know. I don't know. Hostility on the part of the people at Steamboat Springs for those who do not have as much. Hostility towards homeless people. And I don't know if people who were involved with the Rainbow Gathering or what you would consider the Rainbow Family Gathering or what you would consider to be homeless. I don't know if that would be the case. All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up here. It's just a bizarre story, and I thank the listeners for sending it in to me. 644, 16 before 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And coming up after 7 o'clock, is George W. Bush anti-Semitic? There's a story out that he has made anti-Semitic comments. What is it about people's...
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches... Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
And we do have some problems still along Parker Road in Aurora. Some kind of computer glitch has the signal lights flashing along a stretch that includes Quincy, so watch out there. Weather today, patchy fog early, sunny and warmer by afternoon with a high of 82. Currently it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Classes going on now. Learn from the best. Abate of Colorado. Abate has been the leader in motorcycle training for over 15 years, and they're...
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
...that stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close, and then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voters Guide. Paid for by AARP.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Mercy, this is John.
We were just rear-ended.
Are there any injuries?
Yeah, my husband's in pain right now.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Okay, I've got you on Gender Road. I'll be contacting emergency services.
Police station.
This is John with OnStar. One of our subscribers, they've just been involved in an accident, and there are injuries. I can comfort some men.
How many cars are involved?
I don't know. We were rear-ended.
And you're injured?
My husband. I'm not sure where he's injured.
All right, we'll get medics out.
We're just letting you know we're still here on the line with you.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Paramedics are here now.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I'll go ahead and disconnect so they can help you out.
Appreciate so much.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
OnStar by GM.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, good morning. 6:48, 40 minutes past the hour. High today, 80. Partly sunny skies, and this cloudiness that's out there now is going to burn off a lot of it. We're talking about these two guys in Steamboat Springs who went in the back of a dumpster at the Sweet Pea Produce and ended up getting charged with felony theft and then bargained it down to 6 months in the can. Let's go to Jim in Broomfield. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. I was just going to say that Steamboat's actually a pretty conservative town as far as mountain towns go. I mean, it does have its roots in ranching.
Hmm.
And they, when the Rainbow people went up there, they kind of trashed the forests up there. They didn't really clean up as well as they possibly could after themselves for being such a supposedly eco-friendly group.
Well,
I think it might have been just kind of a backlash from that.
Was that this last time that they were there? I mean,
they had their gathering this year.
Yeah, right.
Right,
and these guys were headed to the gathering, so at that point, nothing had happened, and...
Well, it happened in Steamboat, right? And the gathering was in Steamboat.
Right, but the gathering at that point had, I guess, had not started or had just gotten started, so there wasn't, you know, the tension hadn't built, although the AP story says that there was, a tense atmosphere between authorities and this group, and a number of citations were issued. But I wonder if that law isn't on the books there, that if you and I, not to say that we would, but if you and I went and did the same thing, would they try to charge us with a felony?
Oh, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that they charge them with a felony. Don't get me wrong there. But I think that it being a conservative area, I mean, it probably is just a throwback from that. Because,
Yeah. You
know, the people that own the really expensive homes there aren't people that vote there.
Yeah, they're not there all. As Paul said from Denver, he said they're not there all year round.
It's the ranchers and the people that have lived there for a long time, and it's a conservative group, especially the entire county. So the sheriff's probably really conservative. I mean, I would think it's a somewhat conservative, you know, political landscape.
All right, so it is conservative, and it is uptight then.
It's not uptight in the Aspen way. It's uptight in a different kind of way.
Okay, I get what you're saying. In other words, they don't take too kindly to strangers.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of the people that are there are very transient, like ski bums. And, you know, I lived there for 6 months and, you know, and mountain bikers and stuff like that, and they're really mellow, but they're not the people that vote.
Yeah, the people who vote are parochial is what you're saying, right? They don't take kindly to outsiders.
Probably, yeah.
All right, Jim, appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call, and
sure.
Have a great day.
Yep. Have a good one. Bye.
All right. Well, they don't take kindly to outsiders, so that's the story right there. Let's go to Jim in Fort Collins. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Jim.
First of all, unfortunately, these kids should have taken it to trial.
Well, but they threatened them. If they tried to take it to trial, then they would have made them stand there. They would have charged them with a felony.
Did you convince 12 people that dumpster diving is, in fact, burglary? The police can go to the dumpster and look for evidence. They can use it against you without a warrant. Why is it a crime for someone else to look at your abandoned property? No, I would have taken it to trial. And tell your Rainbow listeners and your homeless people that don't be afraid to take things to trial. You can trust jurors. They would have dumped this case. And something else, as you know, DAs are politicians. The last thing they want to do is show the public they're spending money prosecuting something like this. Believe me, if they had said we're going to trial, this case would have been dumped.
Yeah, you're probably right, because could you imagine being in a courtroom having to stand up in front of 12 of your fellow citizens and try to get a conviction on a felony burglary charge when they took like 5 cucumbers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no way in the world. The jury would be angry. They'd be enraged. They would have dumped the case. I can't believe that. Well, unfortunately, if they had appointed counsel, if they were truly indigent, sometimes they're talked into pleading when they, you know, they fear the felony trial. But,
well, see, I don't know. I mean, are members of this Rainbow family, are they indigent people?
Oh,
I mean,
not at all. Sometimes they have money. They just choose an alternate lifestyle. They choose not to get into the race. kind of like, I forget his name, when he said, tune out and go on.
Oh, Timothy Leary?
Yeah, it's just a lifestyle they choose, but it doesn't make them bad people. I mean, they're sometimes very responsible, even more so than others who might be warmongers or something. But I've given them rides up there, you know, when I was driving up there to go trout fishing. And they're nice kids. I say kids because they're under 30.
Is that? Do you agree with the last caller? Is that kind of an uptight community, or is that just a very parochial conservative community? What is?
Oh, it's conservative, like you say. It's ranchers, and but they don't like to see their money misspent. This is taxpayer money they're spending when they have these trials, and it would outrage them that the district attorney is spending the money to prosecute these kind of cases. Believe me, it would have been dumb. Look at the heat Mary Lacy took. $2,000 bringing that guy back from Bangkok.
Yeah.
And I think she did the right thing, but, you know.
Yeah. Good. You know what? Good points on your part. Hey, Jim, thanks, man. Thanks for lending in the conversation.
All right.
303-713-7600. Let's go to Tom in Lakewood. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you been, man?
Hey, what's up, Thomas?
Been a while.
Yeah.
Listen, I have an interesting perspective on this whole thing. I actually used to live right down the road from where this gathering took. And for one thing, the actual festival, or what do you want to, whatever you want to call it, is up in North Rouse County, and that's in Clark, which is about 30 miles north of Steamboat. One of your previous callers was right. I mean, Rouse County is a very, very conservative county, but in Steamboat itself, you know, the actual town of Steamboat, it's actually kind of liberal. I mean, these are the same people who dedicated a bridge. And name the bridge, honest to God, the name of the bridge was called the James Brown Soul Center of the Universe Bridge. And they actually got James Brown to come to town to dedicate the bridge. So it's a weird place. But your previous caller was right, though. These kids didn't help themselves by, you know, copying a plea. However, the thing I've got to wonder is, and I'm no legal person, but, you know, couldn't have... You know, the owners of the Sweet Pea Market have just said, you know what, let's just forget about this whole thing. I mean, it was their property. You know,
you think that they could. I'm sure they could step forward and go, look, you know what, forget it. It's a waste.
Yeah, well, now look what they've done themselves. I mean, they're getting all of this bad publicity. I don't know, but Steamboat's a weird place. But the thing that concerned me the most is that my best friend still lives right up there, and he lives, you know, on the road that led to the campsite. And at first he was a little concerned because basically the attitude in town was is that they felt that all of their services were just going to be overwhelmed. And you know, so initially he had some concerns. As a matter of fact, he even started locking his house, which he never does.
Right.
But after a week or so, it was like, what's the, you know, he started helping these people out. All of the people up there in North Route were the same. You know, we don't understand what the big deal is. And believe me, the universal reaction was, and it was the feds, because it was a National Park Service, they overreacted. And everyone agreed on that. And, Jay, I was up there about 2 weeks before this started, and they had already started bringing in federal law enforcement officers that worked for the Park Service from all over the country. Honest to God, you would have thought that the Taliban was about ready to descend on Steamboat. I mean, it was insane. There was not a person living up there who was like, what the heck is going on here? And I was telling John before, and this may be a stretch, but I traced this right back to the, you know, the current administration we're living under. Because these orders came down from the top. You know, I'll guarantee you there were federal, you know, law enforcement officers up there.
Oh, yeah, they probably thought they're going to come here and destroy the parks, and we got to do something about this. And you're right. I mean, we do in this country live in a general climate of fear. So everybody panics over everything now, especially having anything to do with law enforcement or large gatherings. So, you know what, I wouldn't doubt for 5 seconds what you're saying. Tom, I got to run. I got to get the news at the top of the hour. Thanks,
all
man.
Right.
Appreciate the call.
Good talking to you. See
good
you,
to
bye.
Talk to you. All right, coming up next, George W. Bush, President Bush. Is this guy anti-Semitic? And what is the deal with this anti-Semitism in Jews? We'll talk about it coming up here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Don't move.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, I bought and sold 12 houses. And now I have a real estate portfolio that's worth over $1 million. Now I'm buying a house every month.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call and I'll send you my free how-to video with my time-tested, proven methods for making big money in real estate right away.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Learn money-making secrets from the legendary real estate expert, A.D. Kessler. Call 800-549-8054 and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way with no cash down. Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-549-8054. Create the success you deserve. 800-549-8054.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And broadcasting at HD.
CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what does this report tell us about the war on terrorism?
Well, Frank, it points to a prolonged conflict against a widely dispersed enemy. Bottom line, this report says the nation is not immune from attack. FEMA Director David Paulison assesses preparedness.
We are much better off and much safer than we were before 9/11. Can I say we're 100% sure we're going to stop a terrorist from doing something? Well, you know, nobody can predict that.
Among the top concerns, weapons of mass destruction. The new report says terrorists want to use WMD for more catastrophic attacks on the U.S. and its allies. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Top Democrats on Capitol Hill have launched a new attack on Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. In an open letter to President Bush, the Democrats criticized the war in Iraq and asked the president to fire Rumsfeld.
They really don't have a unified strategy. So this is a way to unify their party. You can't find a Democrat who will defend Donald Rumsfeld.
University of Virginia political science professor Larry Sabato. The body of crocodile hunter Steve Irwin has arrived back in his hometown in Queensland, Australia. Irwin was shooting an underwater documentary on the Great Barrier Reef when he was attacked by a stingray and killed. His friend and manager John Stanton has seen the tape of the attack.
I did see the footage, and it's shocking.
Police in Newry, Maine are holding a suspect in the murders of three women found dead in a local bed and breakfast. They tell reporter Sherilee Budrick the suspect is a cook who moved into the home not long ago.
They don't believe the public is in danger. They tell us that. They don't believe they have any other suspects in this crime. They believe the man responsible for it is in custody right now. They have said it's a very gruesome crime. There have been rumors that a chainsaw was involved, but they will not confirm that.
Police have also found the remains of a fourth person believed to be a man in some woods near a state park. Well, oil companies are gushing over a new field in the Gulf of Mexico. Live to CBS's Jim Shenavy. Jim, what are they saying?
Tests on a new deep water well in the Gulf of Mexico suggest it's the biggest domestic oil find since the North Slope of Alaska was tapped way back in 1968. Chevron, along with the Statoil of Norway and Devon Energy of Oklahoma, drilled the Jack II well in the Walker Ridge area of the Gulf, 175 miles off the coast. Now, it's already producing 6,000 barrels of crude a day from an area that's believed to hold up to 15 billion barrels of crude. That could boost U.S. oil reserves by 50%, Frank.
Tonight's Tonight, Katie Couric makes TV history, becoming the first solo female anchor of a network evening news broadcast. Couric says the CBS evening news may change, but she won't.
The person I am isn't going to change. You know, the same sensibilities I had on the Today Show, I'll bring to the evening.
S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
This is a dangerous place. Inside a calculator at tax time, a business owner has this thing smoking. How? He's got a Discover business card, so he downloads statements anytime he wants. Has his purchase records right at his fingertips. A lot faster and easier than a box full of receipts. Hey, he's up there, big guy. You'll sprain your pinky.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-DISCOVER to learn more.
That first cup of coffee in the morning.
A bear hug from one of my kids.
Simple wonders are the little things in life that make a big difference.
Another simple wonder is Bayer aspirin. It's amazing on pain.
And it can help save lives.
Tell Bayer aspirin your simple wonder. Plus, enter for a chance to win up to $10,000. Just go to wonderdrug.com, and your little wonders might just pay off big. No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry information, 253-3343. Sweepstakes ends 10/31/06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Aurora police come close to catching a group of copper thieves who've been targeting businesses and even electrical transformer towers in the city. Police Sergeant Kevin Moriarty tells our partners at 9 News that they set up a sting at the old Albertson store and Mississippi and Peoria Monday. But when they got there, they only found evidence that the crime had been well planned.
What they're targeting is going to be the old refrigeration pipe. They appear to be cutting it with just hacksaws. They lay it out.
Police believe several people, including one with a getaway truck, helps set up the copper. The copper has become so valuable that the thieves have had no trouble selling it. Searchers in Grand Junction will be out again this morning looking for the body of a 22-year-old man who drowned on a Labor Day family outing. Family members say it happened just before 6 last night at the Gunnison River near the Roller Dam. That's just south of the Colorado River in Grand Junction. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're full up now in all of our usual hot spots. Southbound 25, 104th to 84th, and for your drive downtown, 38th to Spear. No surprise there. Much busier now, eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, Federal to Pecos, and C-470 getting clogged near Wadsworth. Again, that's on your eastbound side. In Aurora, you need to watch out for that rollover crash in the cleanup stages at I-70. 225 is very crowded. Still have some stop-and-go along Parker due to signal malfunctions. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather, patchy fog, early, sunny and warmer by afternoon with a high of 82. Currently it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
With E-470, you can get where you want to go fast. Cruise by the Southland Shopping Center at E-470 in Smoky Hill Road from 10 to 2 on Saturday, September 9th for family fun at E-470's Car Care Safety Fair. Visit E-470.com. That's E-470.com.
Taking a quick look at sports, baseball is rocked by scandal as three All-Stars have tested positive for a new designer steroid that was previously undetectable. Rather than face suspension, all three plan to announce their retirements. No names have been officially released, but sources say they are outfielder Jeff.
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Seven, 7 minutes after 7. High today, 80, partly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. And it's good to have you along. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. And it shouldn't be too bad of a day today. I make it a policy on this program not... I mean, I try not to get on the air and say, George W. Bush is the president, ain't it awful? I mean, I think the answer to this is we need a change. We need a change in Congress. We need a change in leadership in this country. Most people are upset. There's a new CNN poll out that indicates that most people are upset, and they're upset with their incumbents. And we desperately need change. And I think I make that clear every single day. And I think that you got to do more than just sit around and gripe. You got to have a plan of action, and you got to have a plan for change. And I think we have fabulous candidates running all across the state of Colorado in all kinds of different races who represent that kind of change, from the state house all the way to congressional candidates. And I think we can achieve that kind of change if everybody follows through, gets committed, and does something, whether it's to give time to a candidate, give a little money to a candidate, or there are ballot initiatives that you can get involved in. There's plenty to do. And after Labor Day, traditionally kicks off the political season, and you're going to see a lot of coverage on the cable news networks about politics now, and there's going to be a lot of coverage in the print media about politics. But this is a story that I saw this morning that not only involves George W. Bush, the President of the United States, but also involves something that has gone on the majority, well, almost my entire life. And I struggle to get answers about this. I really do. Let me read you some of this. And I'd love to get your reaction at 303-713-7600, why you think this is and why this stuff goes on. And I was talking to several people around here this morning about this subject, and some of them were sharing with me the stereotypes that were given to them as kids about Jews here in the United States. This is from Ross Story, an upcoming book about presidential advisor Karl Rove reports allegations of anti-Semitism by President George W. Bush. In The Architect, Karl Rove and the Master Plan for Absolute Power, Austin-based journalist James Moore and Wayne Slater, senior political reporter for the Dallas Morning News, will allege that Bush once made an anti-Semitic comment to a reporter. You know I'm going to tell those Jews when I get to Israel. You know what I'm going to tell those Jews when I get to Israel, don't you, Herman? Then Governor George W. Bush allegedly asked a reporter for the Austin American Statesman. When the journalist Ken Herman replied that he did not know, Bush reportedly delivered the punchline, "I'm telling them they're going to hell." Bush's thoughts on the fate of non-Christian souls became a minor source of controversy after he told the Houston Post back in 1993 that only those who accept Jesus Christ go to heaven. However, the future president was also earlier briefly engaged to a half-Jewish woman. Like, that kind of makes it okay, right? The quip never received a wider media attention, even though the Austin American Statesman reported it in December of 1998. As he gazed out of a hotel hallway at the Superdome and waited for an elevator, Bush, clearly going to laugh at his own expense, said the first thing he was going to say to Israeli Jews was that they're all going to hell, Herman reported. Bush, who had both a quick wit and generally good judgment on when to use it, made the comment to the same Austin American Statesman reporter who had reported it in 1993 in his comments about his religious beliefs. The authors of The Architect assert that religion and ethnicity have been manipulated by Bush and Rove to divide and conquer the nation. And we're trying to get in touch with these two authors to get them on to talk about this. But, you know, here's the President of the United States. Well, he wasn't the president then, but he's the governor of the state of Texas. Well, you know what I'm going to do when I get to Israel? I'm going to tell all the Jews they're going to hell. Only those who accept Jesus Christ go to heaven. I wonder what Joseph Lieberman would say about this, considering he's Jewish and a big booster of the president's. But what is this thing about Jews in this country? I can't speak for the rest of the world. I'm only speaking for the United States of America. Country I love, grew up in. I mean, Bill Owens was doing it. Jews and Asians get up early. They have good work ethic. I was telling the two friends of ours who Mary and I went to dinner with last night, the same thing that I said on the air when Owens made that comment was like, hey, I got a lot of Jewish friends and a lot of my relatives who are Jewish who, you know what, are lazy, basically, and don't work, or they're underemployed. I mean, what is this thing with Jews? And then another guy here told me that his father told him when he was growing up, and we're approximately the same age, he's a little older maybe, that his father referred to Jews as Christ killers, and that he met the first Jewish person ever when he went into the work world, and that the guy was really, you know, he said, well, the guy was a hell of a guy, and I couldn't, from that point on, I didn't understand where my father was coming from. Now, I'd like to see somebody in the mainstream media question George W. Bush about this closer. Lord knows what he must think about Islam. But what is this thing about Jews? Maybe some of you can tell me from a religious perspective. Maybe some of you want to comment about this. And I've always suspected that there were some... Well, I can't say that. I don't want to say that on the air. But I've always suspected that there's something going on here with George W. But I've always felt that people that are highly religious, not all of them, but particularly those that are what I consider to be authoritarian Christians, not mainstream now, so don't, you know, send me emails and call me up and say, well, you're picking on Christianity. I'm talking about authoritarian Christians. I've always suspected and always kind of felt and always kind of known that they're anti-Semitic. And when I worked in Chicago, there was a news guy working there who was one of these authoritarian Christian types. And, you know, they always tell you, oh, we love the Jews. Oh, we love the Jews. And there's this whole infatuation with Israel on some of these folks' parts. But, you know, they really don't respect us. And this whole thing about, well, you know, we love the sinner, but we hate the sin. And they get into all of this stuff. You know, enough is enough already with this. So I read this morning and I thought, well, maybe this affects nobody but myself. But I'm still going to throw this out and I'm still going to see what you think about it. And I figures there are far more Christians listening to this radio station than there are Jews. So 303-713-7600, I got two open lines. And I would love to know what your interpretation of all of this is. And what this whole fetish and what this whole thing about Jews is. I mean, what is the thing about Jews? Why are we so threatening? Why, you know, why do we threaten people? What is it about us? Or is it the old thing, like John Dean talks about in his book, where authoritarians have to have paranoia, they have to have an enemy, and they have to have a scapegoat, and so we're it. You know, we're it, along with, you know, Islam and, you know, everything else that's out there that's, you know, alien to the quote-unquote white Christian culture. And I'm not trying to get on the air and be a radical, and I'm not trying to inflame anybody, but I'm just saying, like, as long as I can remember, and I'm going to be 54 years old next week, as long as I can remember, this has been an issue. This has been an ongoing issue. And who's to say if George W. Bush is going to heaven or hell? Who's to say whether I'm going to heaven or hell? Who's to say whether anybody's going to heaven or hell? And there's got to be quotes in the Bible about being judgmental. I just know there has to be. You know? There has to be somewhere. Judge, least he not be judged. I don't know. Maybe, is that in there? I think that's in there. All right, we'll take your calls coming up here. 717, 17 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Swap now for your eastbound lanes out of Boulder. We've got the normal clog there on the Turnpike Federal to Pecos to watch out for. Down south, C-470 crammed up at Wadsworth. Again, eastbound lanes. And we're still dealing with problems in Aurora. A rollover wreck at Tower at I-70. And Parker still problematic as traffic engineering work on the signals near Quincy. Weather today, patchy fog early, sunny and warmer by afternoon with a high of 82. Right now it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Paying too much for insurance? InsureMe.com can help you lower your rates by shopping your insurance for you. Compare fast, free quotes from local agents and find the right policy for you. Go to InsureMe.com or call 1-800-INSURE-ME and lower your rates today.
Get progressive about your career. You'll listen to AM 760. Now you can join the AM 760 sales team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and excited by commission-based sales, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to denverjobs@clearchannel.com today or visit clearcareers.com for additional information. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, come join us. We're a fun bunch of people. You'll really enjoy working here. Let me tell you about a good group of people. I mean, these folks are really good, and I wouldn't steer you wrong, and I would just be crushed if somehow you got ripped off, and these folks will never rip you off. That's XL Roofing. You know, when Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used XL Roofing, and you ought to do the same thing. Give them a call at 303-761-6400. They work with all major insurance companies and will make sure you won't get ripped off. I'll tell you how they do this. First of all, they got a proven track record since 1994. Your project manager is with you from start to finish. They have a dedicated quality control inspector to make sure your job is done right. And most important, check this out, no payment until you're satisfied. I mean, as good as these guys are, why would you want to go anywhere else? They're great folks. Call them at 303-761-6400 or go check them out on the internet at xlroofing.com.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Minutes after 7. High today, 80 under partly sunny skies. Good morning. It's nice to have you along. In a new book coming out about Karl Rove called The Architect and the Master Plan for Absolute Power, two Austin-based writers claim that George W. Bush once made an anti-Semitic comment, and basically what he said was, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to tell those Jews when I get to Israel, that they're going to hell. They're all going to hell. And I'm just asking about this whole anti-Semitic thing that seems to be going on that has never gone away. And what's behind it? You know, what's going on here? Let's go to my bud, Herb Rubenstein, in Golden. Herb, good morning and welcome to AM 760. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What's your take on this?
Well, first of all, I'm headed to breakfast with Andrew Romanoff, who happens to be the first Jewish speaker of the House here in Colorado. And my take on this is that one of the things that Republicans talk about that really hits home with a lot of people in the United States is this concept of individual responsibility. And I don't think it's useful at all to talk about groups and think you're making any sense at all. That's what has gotten Dick Lamb in trouble. That's what's gotten a lot of people trouble. And I have to tell you, when I was out there getting petitions signed, people immediately knew I was Jewish. It seems like people who are Jewish almost never run for Congress in Colorado, but I did that. And there was a person who truly came up to me and said, you know, Jesus is the only way to get to heaven. And I said, you know, our people believe there are many roads, living the good life. There are many roads to go to heaven. And we wrote that book, and we believe in that. So I think Jews are going to always have to fight for themselves. They're always going to have to say, look at us as individuals. We work together as a fine group very often, and we work together to work with the whole society. So I don't put much stock that maybe in 1993 George Bush said something like that. Maybe that was one of his drinking days, you know?
No, he was governor of the state of Texas. That's number one. And number two, he's not the first person to do this, and this stuff still echoes around. Look at the stereotype that Bill Owens made about Jews and Asians. And, you know, what? I'm sure, you know, Herb, I know you. You're a hardworking guy, and I try to work hard. But you know what? I know a lot of Jews that aren't particularly that hardworking.
Well, I've seen that, too. Some may be in my own family, but we're not going to talk about that. You know, Mel Gibson said some things. And just yesterday I was at Taste of Colorado, and as the person I knew there, I saw her. And she was married by Reverend Moon in Madison Square Garden in July of 1982. And we were talking, and I said, I happen to know somebody else who was married in that church, in that Madison Square Garden, went to the sanctuary room. And the person couldn't believe it. It was like, thank goodness you know somebody. So there, the people who belong to that church are certainly discriminated against. You know, the great thing about this country is we are a melting pot, and the things liberals have to understand, when there is a melting pot, things are occasionally going to heat up. And we liberals, and we on the religious left, and I am a member of the religious left ended the war in Vietnam, brought the war on poverty, you know, help bring Catholic and Jewish social services to the forefront. We did a lot of great things in this country, and the religious left has to move forward and say, I'm religious, I support all people being to their fullest potential, and we need to help run this country, because the religious right is not running this country the right way. It's dividing us.
But you don't have, but you still haven't answered my question. Or maybe you haven't, I didn't catch it. What is the authoritarian Christian's fetish with Jewish people?
Well, I think it's very simply my way or the highway. There are a lot of people out there, and they go to the books, and they say my way or the highway. Back in the old days, I used to do a fair number of custody cases and always used to win them. And one judge told a father, said, you told your teenage son my way or the highway, and you know what? People always take the highway. Don't ever do that again. So I think I'm better than you, and I think that's where Jefferson was saying all men, and I'm sure he meant all women, are created equal. That we have to go back to our founding principles. And I just think people want to believe they're better than somebody else, and I don't think that helps the country.
No, I agree there. Thanks, Herb. Have a say hello to Andrew Romanoff for us, and have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You too, and thanks for bringing up this topic.
You got it. Thank you, Herb. Take care. All right. Here goes my buddy Herb Rubenstein. Good guy. Let's go to Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Morning, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Hey, usually I agree with you, but I have to take issue with what you're saying this morning, this idea of picking on the Jews. You know, I really think that I have to stand up for the Republican Party. These guys are equal opportunity offenders. I mean, it's not just the Jews. I mean, did you see the paper on Monday, David Hanzari, talking about how spineless the candidates are? That Beaupre has nothing to worry about. He was right on when he started picking on the black people and how bad they are in abortion. And let's not forget Tom Tancredo and the Mexican Americans. My God, I mean, please give the Republicans credit. I mean, they're going after Jews, they're going after blacks, they're going after Hispanics, and of course we can't leave out the Islamic people. You know,
well, they do. They make you're right. I mean, they
yeah,
do.
Right.
I don't mean to be, you know, overly partisan here, but they do. But they do seem to make all these crackpot statements. I mean, look at Conrad Burns about his the guy painting his house. He's a nice little Guatemalan man. I mean, they seem to make these statements, but there just seems to be this you know, this animosity slash phony kind of social sweetness on the part of authoritarian Christians towards Jews. And yeah, you're right, you know, Islam and other denominations that just don't agree with them, but we're always being dragged into the subject here. I mean, what is the deal with this? Enough is enough already.
Well, they're students of history. They go back to the 1930s and look at the Nazi Party. You had to have a scapegoat. And poor George Bush, he can't make up his mind. You know, it would be, you know, at least, you know, the Nazis went after just the Jews. But with the Republican Party, you know, some wants to go after Hispanics, some want to go after blacks, some want to go after Jews, some want to go after Asians or anybody else. You know, they're a little confused. They haven't got their act together.
Maybe I should ask a question. Who's worse on the air? Who's worse, the Jews or the Muslims? Who's worse in the eyes? No, wait a minute. Who's worse in the eyes of America, the Jews, the Muslims, or the Hispanics?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or the best question is, when Iraq goes to a civil war, whose side are we going to be on?
Yeah, there you go. What side are the Jews going to choose in the war on, quote unquote, war on terror?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
What side is the White House going to pick on? Karl Rove's got to decide whose side we're going to be on in the civil war.
You know, it's
no. They give you all the fodder. It's like the comedians, you know. You just have to sit back and let the Republicans. They're on self-destruct mode right now. They're doing a good job. No one has to go after them. They are doing it to themselves.
You know, I wonder what the populace of Colorado Springs would say if they took a public opinion research poll in Colorado Springs and did phone outs asking about Jews in America. I wonder what the results that would come back would be.
Oh, God only knows. God only knows.
God almighty. Hey. I really would like to know where all this stuff comes from. I'd like to have somebody call me up and tell me where the New Testament, because I honestly, honest to God, I don't know where the New Testament justifies all of this. Where does this come from?
No, I'm sticking up for the Republicans. I don't think they're picking on the Jews. They're equal opportunity offenders. Hey, have a nice day.
All right, Bob, we'll talk to you. All right, three lines open here, 303-713-7600. Now, I guess what I need is a Bible scholar. That's what I need. Somebody who knows the Bible, right? Is there some place in there that it says that we're supposed to be, like, singled out? Is there some place that says that we're supposed to be... And maybe I'm taking it too personal. Maybe what it amounts to is if you do not see it as, well, people like George W. Bush, then you know what? You're headed to hell. I'd like to know how many of you out there are headed to hell. I guess I am. I guess I'm going to hell. That's all right. I've always liked warm places. I like Las Vegas in the summertime when it's 117. 7:30 at the AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I seriously want to have a serious conversation about this. And I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. And Gina, I'm not even going to drag you into this.
Thank you.
Because I don't want to get you in trouble. But
thanks.
Because I don't know whether you're religious or you're not religious. And it's none of my business whether you are or you're not. If you want to venture something on this, you can venture something. If you want to pass... And do the traffic, you can pass and do the traffic. Just remember, I said, though, on this date of, what is the date today? September the 5th, that I'm going to hell.
You are not.
Well, that's what it says. That's what George W. Bush says.
No, I don't think he meant that.
But then why would he say it if he didn't mean it?
I think he's confused.
Oh, he's morally and intellectually confused, like Donald Rumsfeld accuses me of being. Okay. It's 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8. Progressive traffic now with Gina Michaels.
Well, you're tapping the brakes northbound 25 between Evans and Colorado due to a two-car crash. Thankfully, no major traffic jam on I-70. It was just busy near Brighton. Southbound 225 delays kicking in through the tech center, and we are overloaded as well on the southbound 25, either side of I-70 for your commute out of Thornton and again into downtown. Also, watch out for a new six-car pileup. It's in Parker, southbound Parker Road block.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
People you know and trust all have all the weather information you need.
And Kirk will give you all of the day's entertainment news. And it's all wrapped up in half an hour, the news and weather you need. What will you do with the extra hour? Join Mark Kobrick, Bozzy Kanani, Kathy Sabin, and Kirk Montgomery for a new option, 9 News at 9 on KTVD My 20.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's lube, oil, and filter service and multi-point inspection, all for just $29.95. Hurry, offer ends September 30th.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Are you a business person in touch with current market trends? Are you gay friendly? Check out the new exciting Boulder Pride Connections and see how they can connect you to a market with over $640 billion in buying power. Call 303-442-2440.
Interest rates could keep climbing. Refinance now and take advantage of the new LendingTree lock-in safe. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
House tonight on Fox.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Check out my man Edward coming up this afternoon between 1 and 4, 735, 35 minutes away from top of the hour. High today, 80, partly sunny skies. Good morning. It's nice to have you along. We're talking here about this new book that's coming out, The Architect Karl Rove and the Master Plan for Absolute Power. In the book, George W. Bush is quoted when he was governor of Texas of making allegedly anti-Semitic statements, saying, you know what I'm going to tell all the Jews, tell those Jews when I go to Israel, when I get to Israel, I'm going to tell them they're going to hell. Now you got that, you got Mel Gibson, I mean you got all these other incidents. What is the deal with the Jews here? And, you know, a guy in Longmont sent me an interesting email. He said, I ought to be asking this question on the air. Is the quote-unquote war on terror about guns and arms, or is it about winning over hearts and minds? And how are you going to win over hearts and minds of the Islamic world if you have no tolerance for Islam or Judaism or anything else? Let's go to Mike in Golden. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I'm going to give you a little twist, all right? This is not coming from an evangelical background, but Christian nonetheless. I grew up back east with a father who's extremely anti-Semitic, and he came from a old-school Irish Catholic family, right? I got, you know, a couple of aunts who were nuns, cousins who were priests, and I grew up with this, you know, all day long. Everything that ever happened wrong in the world was the Jews' fault, you know? And basically, so, you know, we're talking about a really ugly, underbelly, anti-Semitic atmosphere that stemmed from, without a doubt, I think two things. Probably Old Testament Catholicism, you know, interpretation of Jews as Christ killers. And then two, you got early Irish immigrants who couldn't get ahead and just, you know, needed a scapegoat.
So they needed somebody to blame it on.
You betcha. I mean, that's what it's all about for my dad. And, you know, the funny thing was growing up is some of his best friends were, you know, best family friends were Jewish, but these people were always exceptions to the rule, you know?
How, and, how, what, So he would excuse that away by saying, well, you know, Mort's my, you know, or Bob's my friend or whatever. So he doesn't count, right? I mean, is that what he would say?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, I mean, to this day, my father, who I'll tell you, you know, he puts away the whiskey, but he reads extensively on history. His reading has gotten more and more skewed. But what I'm saying is, you know, this early anti-Semitic concept that was rooted, you know, in this case, East Coast, there you go. Farther east Catholicism, you know, it morphed into something much uglier over time as these immigrants came over and couldn't get ahead, you know. But it just lives on.
But it didn't. But it didn't. It doesn't seem like it passed on to you. How did you get out from underneath that?
I don't know. I grew up upstairs in a restaurant. I was the youngest. My brother said, you know, hey, you grew up with an extended family of alcoholics, perverts, and drug addicts. You know, I also grew up with a lot of people from all backgrounds, all creeds, fair share of hippies, you know. I grew up working in the kitchen and, you know, and on the floor. So I knew a lot of people, and I just didn't buy it. I don't know. You know, I was lucky. Actually, I can credit my mom's family having some wonderful influence there now I think about it.
All right, Michael, thank you. Great story, man. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay, see you later. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Chad in Denver. Chad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. I just wanted to call. You know, I belong to a church that my brother's the pastor of, and he's probably what you would consider to be an authoritarian Christian in the words that you use. He's a Bible-believing Christian. And he supports Israel, and he's, but he's, you know, it's not this backhanded anti-Semitism where you see, well, we've got to convert these people. In his mind and in his teaching, the early Christian church was an offshoot of Judaism. The first Gentiles that were brought into the Christian church, it was argued whether they should convert fully to Judaism before they became Christians. And his mind is that, you know, that the history of anti-Semitism is something that should be healed in the Christian church.
Well, how do you know when I say authoritarian Christian, how do you know that I'm referring to your brother's church or to your brother?
He's an evangelical, charismatic preacher.
Is he conservative?
He's very conservative.
That would fit the bill.
He's a very loving person, and when people ask him the sticky questions, the ones where so many people trip themselves up on, you know, he tends to not try and make the judgments on people. He preaches grace more than he preaches anything else.
But would you say that's true for the majority of authoritarian Christians, or would you say that your brother would be an exception?
Well, I think he might be an exception in some ways, but I think it's also, you know, people get caught up in what they know to be right from their own personal experience, and they think that there can't be any other way. And the problem is that like you've mentioned James Dobson a few times, and the truth is, in my dealings, James Dobson has, I've actually known people that have worked for him, and I've dealt with his organization. He has in the past been a very good man. He's come out and gotten himself in trouble with some of the things he said.
Well, they're all good men. I mean, you know, I've heard that story about tons of people. Well, you know, he was a really nice guy. Well, no, he wasn't. You know,
well,
I mean, you know what? You judge somebody by their deeds and what they do. James Dobson is not a nice man. James Dobson is a man who is self-righteous. James Dobson is a man who believes that his way is the only way, and it's not enough for him to believe that his way is the only way. But you know what? I gotta believe that his way is the right way. He's a guy who doesn't recognize the separation of church and state, and seeks to get involved in the political process. And you know what? That stuff, you know, doesn't wash because.
But that's recent, Jay.
I don't care whether it's recent or if it was 6 months ago or two years ago. Or the fact is that, you know what, the fact is that that's the way it is in 2006.
Right.
And the problem with all of that is that's okay in your church, and that's okay in your domicile, and that's okay in your environment, but no one gives you the right to reach out and start to force your views down my throat when the First Amendment clearly indicates that you don't have that right.
I agree. Now, let me just finish what I was saying about him. He actually avoided politics for the longest time, and then he got hung up on an issue that he takes extremely seriously, and I don't think it was the right decision for him to get so involved in the political agenda. I think that that leads to that's not the job of the church. The job of the church is to reach out to people in need, and to just to show love to people, and not necessarily to proselytize at every turn, but just to show love and make people open to the message that you might have through that love. But you can't force that. You know, Christ never forced that on people. He just showed love. The example that Christians are supposed to live by is the example that Christ led. When they went out and preached, he didn't force it down anybody's throat. He preached, and the people that were open to it, they turned to him, right? And the example that we're supposed to follow is to show that love. And so I understand where the anti-James Dobson stance comes from, but I can say from my dealings with him that he's done some great things. You know,
I'm willing to bet you that if I sat down with him and he were really honest with me and he were open with me, that he deep down in his heart believes that Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, whatever, we're going to hell.
But see, now that's an interesting issue, because whenever heaven and hell are referred to, those are all symbols.
But it doesn't make any difference. That's what he believes. You know what? I am willing to bet you that if he ever was candid about it, that he would say it, that he believes that those who do not believe as he does are doomed to eternal suffering. I'm willing to bet you, and I have run across enough people like him in my life that when push comes to shove, that's what will come out of their mouths. That's exactly what they believe. You know, I once worked in Lynchburg, Virginia. You know who lives there, don't you? Jerry Falwell.
Right, okay.
He's the same way. He's not going to run around and mouth it every 5 seconds, but he's said it in enough ways, and he honestly believes it, and the people who follow him honestly, you know, believe it. And if given a chance, and if given for them to get their hands on the levers of power, we'd be SOL. Those of us who don't look at life as they do.
And here's the other thing, is that it would be counterproductive. If you legislate your morality onto a group of people that don't hold your morality, all they're going to do is see you as a fascist, basically, forcing your way of life onto them when they haven't had any sort of frame of reference for that to happen. So, like I said, my idea is that the church's role is simply to give love, to reach out to those in need.
Well, unfortunately, man, you know what? You're not in the majority. I wish you were, but you're not.
I think that that all of what you talk about, it all comes from the same place in the heart. Some people just get hung up on things that they. I honestly believe.
You know what? If that comes from the heart, then that's an awful cold, and very very judgmental, heart, and it's also a heart that misunderstands what this country is supposed to be about. Chad, thanks, man. I got to run.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. 7:46, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Max Blumenthal on George Allen. And is George Allen really a racist? Or was just the macaca thing a slip? We'll talk about that after 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And also Katie Couric. Tonight's a historic night. She takes over CBS News. How many of you are going to watch? I'd like to get your opinion about that, too. That's all coming up in the next hour here. I got one line open at 303-713-7600.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, you're late if you're on northbound I-25 between Evans and Colorado. We've had a two-car wreck there. That is the culprit for the backups. I-70 still in good shape, I-25 to Brighton, but you're caught in the usual jam eastbound 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, as you are along C-470 at University. We've also got a six-car collision that has southbound Parker Road, that's Highway 83, blocked south of East Stroh Road. Weather today, patchy fog early, burning off, sunny and warmer by afternoon with a high expected of 82 degrees. Currently it's 52. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas and win great prizes? Join the Ride Smart Thursdays movement. Pledge to commute in
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
This week we're not doing legal math. We're focusing on punitive damages and drunk drivers. Car crashes by drunk drivers are usually the worst. They're also treated differently by the insurance company behind that drunk driver. Much differently. Here's what the insurance company will never tell you. Punitive damages can be assessed against drunk drivers. Punitive damages usually drive the regular damages. Punitive damages are not available in every car crash. They are available against drunk drivers who injure people. They won't tell you, but I will. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You've heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Not true this time. What you do know about punitive damages will help you. What you don't know will hurt you. Look, don't get hurt in the crash and then hurt again on the insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote. Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rockies is Colorado's number one volume dealer. Why is that? You know why? Because you've got, I mean, literally hundreds of choices of places that you can go shop and buy automobiles, but why go to Rockies? Well, you know what? Rockies is number one because Rockies has a huge selection of late model, clean, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs, over 500 units on the lot. They've got a variety of payment plans. They've got over 100 people out there who work hard to make sure that your experience is a good one. We send all of our friends, our family, everybody we know to Rockies Autos. John Turk and myself both have bought cars there. His sister's bought a car there. Our friends buy cars there. They're just great people. Go out there and see Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers. Go see Spanky Herrera. Go see Gerard Menard, Jim Monroe, Fred Labrato. The list just goes on. Jason out there. The list just goes on and on and on of people out there who really work hard to make sure that you, Rick, I mean Roger, I mean all the gang out there, Colby, Isaac, Ziggy, they all work very hard to make sure that you're number one. And that's why they're number one. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. They're family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Rockies Autos. Can't say enough about them. They're just good folks. I spent, like, what, 5 hours out there on Friday hanging out with them, and they're just the best, and the selection is huge. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hey, we're the Sloan Brothers from StartupNation.com. With the new Discover business card, Discover introduces the financial tools business owners need.
It gives you more control over the day-to-day expenses of running a business. The new card comes with the best rewards program in the industry, flexible payment options, and personalized customer service.
So where do you sign up? At discoverbiz.com/tools, or just call 1-888-DISCOVER. The Discover business card. It works.
When my baby left for college, I took some classes of my own.
Left, right, turn, and
dance classes. That's when I started needing a pain reliever for my sore legs. Then I upgraded my computer and had to get a headache medicine, too. For every new pain, I had a different pain reliever. But now I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed. Compared to OTC pain relievers.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:52. 52 minutes in front of the hour. High today, 80. Partly sunny. Ooh, Bob Dylan. I'm looking forward to getting that new Bob Dylan CD. I ordered it. Speaking of Jews, Bob Zimmerman. Okay. Bob Dylan's music is a conspiracy, too. Bob once went to Christianity, but then I guess he's found his way back. Let's go to Jim in Boulder. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I've been doing some research on the Bush family, and I think it would be important for people to research Prescott Bush, George W.'s grandfather, whose bank was seized in 1942 because of all its support for the Nazi Party. He was involved with a guy named Thyssen, who was called Hitler's Angel, and in fact was the guy that helped bring Hitler to power through his funding. Prescott Bush was also given the German Order of the Eagle in 1938 for being a huge supporter of the Nazi Party.
Well, you know who else was too, don't you? The Kennedy family. Joe Kennedy did business with the Nazis as well.
Right.
But you don't hear anti-Semitic comments coming out of Ted Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, Joe Kennedy had huge financial dealings with the Nazis.
Well, a lot of Americans did. I mean, Lindbergh got the same medal. Charles Lindbergh got the same medal.
Charles Lindbergh was anti-Semitic, though. I mean, he made anti-Semitic comments.
Mm-hmm. And also, in 2001, Bush stayed involved in some businesses. In fact, a mining operation, I believe it was in Poland, that used slave labor from Auschwitz, and the Bush family and the United States government was sued in 2001 by some of the survivors of that mining operation.
Yeah, I remember that story.
It's really bizarre. There's not much information about it. It got thrown out of court very, very quickly and kind of disappeared, probably due to the, you know, that it happened in 2001. Anyway, as I say, I think it's very interesting to look into the Bush family. And then the great-grandfather was a stone-cold arms dealer. He was basically provided arms, and the family has provided arms for the United States government and German government, both in World War One and World War II, really since the 1930s.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of people who did, and that doesn't totally and completely explain, doesn't really explain how this boils, how this, you know, leads down to George W. Bush. George W. Bush, though, of course, as we all know, I mean, you know, he used to drink, and there's allegations that he did cocaine, and maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but he had a drinking problem. And he did what a lot of people do, which is convert to Christianity, but
yeah.
he's a part of this authoritarian Christian-type movement, and they have some hang-up with us, and I'm not totally and completely sure, you know, why that is or what it is, but it's there. Jim, thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
all right. Let's go to Nanette in Castle Rock. Nanette, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
I'm just about at school, so I got to go fast.
Okay.
I moved from Long Beach, New York to Connecticut, where I experienced a great deal of anti-Semitism, including getting knifed. My son hides that he's Jewish because he doesn't like dealing with getting beaten up. He did, at least in high school, and now he just kind of keeps it quiet. I happen to have taken in 6 or 7 non-Jewish Christians, some of them very Christian, kids over the course of the last, say, 5 or 6 years because their parents kicked them out for stupid infringements of their rules. And, you know, these are not drinkers. These are not dope dealers. These are not druggies. They're just kids. One of them made the mistake of getting pregnant, and she has a baby. So I've got her and her 15-month-old child living in my home. And this is, these kids go off to church, and they use my cars. And I don't understand why people hate Jews so much, unless it's because we actually live by the Christian doctrine or the Judeo-Christian doctrine of, you know, love thy neighbor as I love as you love yourself?
Well, I don't know, because not all Jews that I know live by that doctrine either. So, I mean, it's like, as Herb Rubenstein said, I mean, it's dangerous to take groups and try to, you know, paint them with broad brushes.
Absolutely. I'm saying I do. But I think that a lot of them fear what they don't know. And if they're so hateful of Jews, I think they should look at all the scientific accomplishments that Jews have done over and not avail themselves of it.
I agree 100%. And you know what? A lot of Jews died in World War II for this country fighting. A lot of Jews died in Korea, Vietnam. I agree 100%. Thank you, Nanette. God bless you. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right. I'm with her. But you know what? They got something against us, and Muslims too, and others. And you know what? I don't know what it is, but I don't think George W. Bush has got a guarantee that he's going to heaven. That's for damn sure. All right, coming up next, George Allen. Is Makaka the tip of the iceberg? We'll find out.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Historically speaking, few coins are ever recovered from shipwrecks, and most are never available to the public. But now you have the chance to examine rare coin treasures from an actual shipwreck, risk-free. Call Odyssey Marine Exploration, 1-800-900-4480.
It was October 25, 1865, just after the Civil War. The SS Republic, her hull heavy with gold and silver coins bound for New Orleans, was caught in a hurricane off the eastern seaboard. Overwhelmed by the storm, the Republic and her riches disappeared beneath 1,700 feet of icy ocean water.
After 138 years, the SS Republic was located by Odyssey Marine Exploration, and her precious U.S. coin treasure daringly recovered, giving you a chance to hold sunken U.S. coin treasure in the palm of your hand. Quantities are limited, so call right now and examine these U.S. coins for yourself. Call 1-800-900-4480. 1-800-900-4480. That's 1-800-900-4480.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report.
This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Safer, but still not safe. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer tells us that's the bottom line on a new White House report on terrorism.
The report says terror networks are more dispersed, less centralized than they were 5 years ago. It warns the U.S. is not immune from attack. Presidential Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend describes al-Qaeda as degraded but still dangerous.
They are hateful and are determined to try and attack and kill Americans.
The study also emphasizes concerns about weapons of mass destruction, warning terrorists still want to use WMD to inflict catastrophe. President Bush will elaborate on the threat in a speech later today. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The head of Mexico's top electoral court is urging fellow judges to declare conservative Felipe Calderon the winner of July's disputed presidential election. The court's ruling today will be final, but probably won't end protests supporting the losing leftist candidate. A mass murder case stuns a small town in western Maine. Sherilee Budrick with WGME-TV says the police found the bodies of three women in a local bed and breakfast. And a fourth body in some woods near a state park.
They have charged 31-year-old Christian Nielsen, who was most recently staying at that bed and breakfast called the Black Bear Bed and Breakfast. He is reportedly a cook at another bed and breakfast in the area in Bethel, Maine. He's been charged for one count of murder, but they do expect more charges to be coming.
Chevron and two partner companies are reporting what seems to be a significant oil find in the Gulf of Mexico. Oil analyst David Purcell.
This is not going to make U.S. oil production surge, but it's certainly good news because it does help stem the decline of U.S. supplies.
Visitors to the zoo run by Australian crocodile hunter Steve Irwin have been filing past a shrine of flowers and handwritten condolence messages. The mood among them is decidedly somber.
He was a good man, and we've lost something very precious.
And I don't think there's really anyone else who could ever do what he was doing.
Irwin was filming a new television show off the Great Barrier Reef when he was killed by a stingray. A tape of the attack shows the ray's barb striking the fatal blow to Irwin's chest. A new study has found that hearing damage may be another possible side effect of hormone replacement therapy. The lead researcher says women who use hormone replacement therapy should have their hearing tested periodically. A new era for the CBS Evening News begins tonight when Katie Couric takes over as the anchor and managing editor. Couric says she wants to give viewers a fresh approach to the day's news.
I'm learning along with them. I'm not sort of some know-it-all who wants to show off how knowledgeable I am, but that I'm trying to really break down and dissect the news of the day and not only understand what happened, but why it happened and what it means.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 15 points. NASDAQ is down 5. This is CBS News.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
It's a fact. The more allergy symptoms you have, the less likely your allergy medicines can help you. But Tylenol Allergy is different. It's the allergy medicine with the pure pain relief of Tylenol. And it relieves more symptoms than even the leading allergy prescription. Stop. Think. Tylenol Allergy. Take only as directed.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Aurora police come close to catching a group of copper thieves who've been targeting businesses and even electrical transformer towers in the city. Police Sergeant Kevin Moriarty tells our partners at 9 News that they set up a sting at the old Albertsons store and Mississippi and Peoria Monday, but when they got there, they only found evidence that the crime had been well planned.
What they're targeting is going to be the old refrigeration pipe. They appear to be cutting it with just hacksaws. They lay it out.
Police believe several people, including one with a getaway truck, helps set up the copper. The copper has become so valuable that the thieves have had no trouble selling it. Searchers in Grand Junction will be out again this morning looking for the body of a 22-year-old man who drowned on a Labor Day family outing. Family members say it happened just before 6 last night at the Gunnison River near the Roller Dam. That's just south of the Colorado River in Grand Junction. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, it's a little bit of a tough ride this morning. Southbound 25 at 38th Street is our latest hot spot. You want to watch out for a wreck there blocking the left lane. Of course, that's just adding to the normal holding pattern in that area getting into downtown. On the northbound side, you're still dragging a bit Hamden to Colorado from a two-car out of the way. Eastbound I-70 delayed at two different spots due to wrecks at Colorado Boulevard and again at Pecos, so watch out for the gridlock starting to set in. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, patchy fog early. Sunny and warmer by afternoon with the high of 82. Currently it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Classes going on now. Learn from the best, Abate of Colorado. Abate has been the leader in motorcycle training for over 15 years, and their experienced instructors want to help beginners as well as experienced riders. To register for classes, go to abateofcolo.org. That's abateofcolo.org.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Oh, 6, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 80 under partly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And thanks for being here. We're going to talk to The Nation magazine's Max Blumenthal, who reports on Senator George Allen's long history with white supremacists. Max is a Puffin Foundation writing fellow at the Nation's Institute based in Washington, D.C. His work has appeared in The Nation, Salon, The American Prospect, and Washington Monthly. He's a research fellow for our friends at Media Matters for America. And you can check out his blog at maxblumenthal.blogspot.com, or you can also go to thenation.com. And Max is on the line. Max, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
I'm doing pretty good. All right, well, you know, this my first natural question would be, and it's the question that you ask at the beginning of your article in The Nation. The article's called Beyond Macaca, the photograph that haunts George Allen. And my first question would be, of course, was the macaca just a terrible misstep, or is this part of a larger history that this man has?
The macaca, I would argue that the macaca gaffe was actually sort of part of was a return to the strategy George Allen employed during the 1990s, which was reaching out to sort of the neo-Confederate slash racist base of the Republican Party in rural Virginia. That's the base that he constructed as his political power base since the early 1980s. When he was a young delegate in the Virginia, in the Virginia State House, and he joined only 20 other legislators in opposing a state holiday for Martin Luther King. So as early as 1984, he was making overtures to the remnants of the forces of massive resistance in Virginia that opposed civil rights. And during the 90s, as governor, he sort of erected a neo-Confederate fiefdom in Virginia by reaching out to neo-Confederate groups like the Sons of Confederate Veterans, which are listed as hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And the photograph that haunts George Allen is a photograph I dredged up of him posing with the Council of Conservative Citizens, which is America's largest white supremacist organization, which, on its website refers to black people as a retrograde species of humanity. So George Allen during the 90s had no bones about appealing to overt racism, to anti-minority sentiment. But something changed with George Allen when he appeared on the national stage, when he became Virginia's junior senator in 2002. Now, one of the first things that happened with George Allen in the Senate was Trent Lott was drummed out as majority leader, partly because Karl Rove wanted to install Bill Frist, because Bill Frist is sort of more compliant. Trent Lott had an independent streak. But the pretext was that Trent Lott had praised Strom Thurmond's racist 1948 presidential campaign at Strom Thurmond's birthday party. And, thanks to the work of bloggers uncovering Trent Lott's own ties to the Council of Conservative Citizens, there was a pretext for drumming him out. George Allen saw this as sort of a threat to his own ambitions, and he started identifying himself with the civil rights movement. He sponsored a lot of symbolic legislation on behalf of the civil rights movement. He claimed that he went on a civil rights pilgrimage with Representative John Lewis, who was one of the Freedom Riders, and he sponsored legislation in 2005 with Mary Landrieu, apologizing for the lynching era in United States history. As it happens, George Allen used to have a noose hanging up in his law office. When the Virginia Pilot reported about the noose hanging up in his law office, it noted that the noose reflects that George Allen sees some justification in frontier justice. When they reported that, George Allen claimed it was a lasso, like something that like Roy Rogers might have up in his restaurant or something. And so George Allen now is back on the national stage. He's not only campaigning for Senate, he's campaigning for president. And he's employing a two-pronged strategy. On the one hand, he's trying to seem like a moderate, like a John McCain character who's sensitive to race issues. On the other hand, when he goes down to the border of Kentucky and he sees a brown person in the audience with a camera and it irritates him, he spouts a racial slur. And I think what the media failed to note was that the crowd cheered when he called Jim Webster for his Indian American staffer, Makaka.
Yeah, they did. They cheered and they cheered and they clapped.
They really appreciated it. So I think this was part of a deliberate strategy, even if he was, even if it was sort of an emotional knee-jerk reaction on George Allen's part. He picked the spot for doing this as region deep in the heart of Appalachia before an all-white crowd, and he said, you know, to S.R. Siddhartha Staffer, "Welcome to America and the real world of Virginia," which sounds exactly like what you heard during the days of massive resistance. Go back to where you came from, which is what they would tell the civil rights workers who came down to the South to organize black people to vote.
Yeah, the irony behind that, though, is that the campaign staffer for Webb was born in Virginia and raised there. George Allen is from California.
Right, right. And when George Allen was in California, he was raised by a wealthy suburban family in California, and he left California under sort of a dark cloud. He had tried to foment racial violence at his high school, along with some other white students. He had written black militant-themed graffiti on the high school wall, hoping to foment sort of a racial war at his high school. And that's the kind of thing that in California, you know, I lived there for 6 years and followed white supremacist activity there as a journalist, and that's the kind of thing that white supremacist and neo-Nazi teenage groups get involved in. So I think that's what George Allen would, that's the kind of a group George Allen would have been involved in if he had stayed in California. Instead, he went to Virginia and was absorbed into their notoriously reactionary Republican Party, which eventually nominated Ollie North, who was also sort of close to the neo-Confederate movement. What's interesting is when George Allen came to Virginia, as Ryan Lizza noted in the New Republic, he became sort of the only politician or the only person to wear cowboy boots.
Right.
One wears cowboy boots in Virginia. So he kind of clothed himself in this patchwork suit of white patriarchal identities. He would wear a Confederate lapel. He had a Confederate flag on his living room wall, and then he had cowboy boots on. He chews tobacco. He wears a cowboy hat. So he's Johnny Reb and John Wayne at the same time. Basically, what he's trying to do is portray himself as the white man's candidate.
Didn't his high school yearbook photo have a picture of a... Wasn't he wearing a Confederate flag pin in his high school graduation picture?
Yeah, and he claimed that was sort of a reflection of his rebellious streak. That he was trying to set himself apart from the, effete elite of his high school, and in a sense, it does reflect that. But since he was in high school, he had a sort of he had an admiration for the Confederacy, the prank, what he called a prank in high school by trying to foment racial violence was not an isolated incident at all. And I just think, from a psychological standpoint, people are who they are. Just because, he sponsors some civil rights legislation, that doesn't mean he's a changed man. So the George Allen of the 90s kind of came out with the Makaka incident, and the George Allen of the 70s even. And what you have here, he's definitely not an anomaly, but you have a white supremacist running for, who's probably going to run for the GOP nomination for president.
But he's fallen behind Webb, hasn't he? Or they're in a dead statistical heat right now, I believe.
They're in a dead heat. George Allen's been put on the defensive. These neo-Confederate groups and people who have latent racist sympathies, who listen to Rush Limbaugh and or Neil Bortz and cheer when or laugh when Neil Bortz calls Cynthia McKinney a ghetto slut, which he did. These people don't like to see their candidates defending themselves on race. They're willing to put up with some symbolic civil rights legislation because they know that's what you have to do to get yourself where you need to get to. But they don't like to see defensiveness, and George Allen is being excessively defensive. At the same time, I think the Webb campaign needs to paint paint a more stark picture of George Allen as a white supremacist, and they need to motivate the black vote in Richmond. I mean, that's the way Chuck Robb, who was a much worse candidate than Jim Webb, was able to beat Ollie North in the last days of the Robb campaign when he was trailing. He started running through a surrogate group ads on urban radio stations in Richmond, claiming that Ollie North has been endorsed by the Ku Klux Klan, which is true, but the Ku Klux Klan was a marginal force at that time. And he got, you know, excessive black turnout and wound up winning. I mean, you know, Chuck Robb is one of the worst politicians in Virginia history. I think Jim Webb will be one of the great politicians in Virginia.
If he can get elected. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Max Blumenthal on the line. Beyond Macaca, the photograph that haunts George Allen. It's online in The Nation, and you can also read it in The Nation magazine. Where did you find this photo?
Actually, I work with a guy in Dallas on a lot of stories, and I have just been going back and forth with him. He has collected sort of back issues of you know, every neo-Confederate publication since the 80s, and so I was just going back and forth with him on you know, the Macaca incident and different threads we could explore, George Allen's institutional ties to white supremacist groups, and it turned out, you know, that this photo came up, and I don't think I don't think at first we understood its importance, and then, you know, I started digging deeper and realized that, you know, these were real ties, and I called up Gordon Baum, the leader of the Council of Conservative Citizens, and he explained the context of the photograph to us and told us, you know, by George Allen taking this photo with us, he got his bona fides and we got ours. In other words, by posing with a white supremacist group with a pretty large membership, at least 10,000 people in the South, he was able to burnish his grassroots credentials. And we were able to look like, you know, we referring to the Council of Conservative Citizens, were able to look like, you know, we had some official ties to the Republican Party, and they do. You know, Bob Barr, the former representative who prosecuted Clinton, has spoken at their national convention. Trent Lott has spoken at their national convention and praised them. Haley Barbour recently went to a Council of Conservative Citizens barbecue. You know, he's the governor of
Mississippi.
And this was a fundraiser to raise money to buy school buses for all white academies in Mississippi. So the Republican Party is really yet to break itself away from the Council of Conservative Citizens. And George Allen was you know, just one of these, you know, just following a Republican strategy. It wasn't just George Allen's strategy.
Can he run for the presidency with all of this baggage?
Well, that's a good question. I think he can more effectively run for the GOP nomination with this baggage than he can run for Senate in Virginia, because Virginia is sort of a diverse state. In South Carolina is the crucial primary. That's where John McCain's presidential career was destroyed in 2000, and it was destroyed by the same groups that George Allen cozied up to in the 90s over the issue of the Confederate flag and race. And so I think when we go back to South Carolina in 2008, ironically, this photo could help George Allen, and his letters to the Southern to the Sons of Confederate Veterans, praising them for advancing states' rights, which is really a code for fighting civil rights, is going to help them there. The Sons of Confederate Veterans has 30,000 members and a $5 million war chest, and it's an organization that's being used as a Trojan horse by the Council of Conservative Citizens and other racist groups, under the cover of Southern Heritage. And they're going to help George Allen if he's able to get through this Senate race. I really think he's going to be their guy. So that's one of the ironies of the Macaca incident, is that it could actually help him.
All right, one last question before I run out of time. You think Webb will beat him, or do you think Allen will beat Webb?
Well, Webb has, you know, not been running a good campaign. He hasn't had a lot of presence in Virginia. George Allen's campaigning, you know, he's making national appearances, but he's still doing more local appearances than Jim Webb. So I really just can't say. It's a toss-up right now, and I'm not a pundit. So
right.
I really say I just wish Jim Webb's campaign would run with this more and stop trying to pursue, you know, a Democratic Southern strategy. and start appealing to the growing Northern Virginia suburbs and to Richmond, which is a traditional Democratic base. I mean, I don't think Democrats should sacrifice their values just to win.
Yeah, I'd be running this photo in every campaign ad I could put on TV. Max, thank you. I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. There's Max Blumenthal. You can read the article at thenation.com, Beyond Macaca, the photograph that haunts George Allen. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up next, Katie Couric makes history tonight. I want to know if you're going to watch. I really do want to know. Turk and I were kind of bouncing this back and forth this morning about whether, A, a lot of people will watch this, and, B, whether she can make a success at it, and whether this country is ready for a woman anchor in prime time.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
For the commute, still clearing that six-car mess we had in Parker on Parker Road at Stroh. Weather today, sunny and warmer by afternoon with a high of 82. Currently it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Paying too much for insurance? InsureMe.com can help you lower your rates by shopping your insurance for you. Compare fast, free quotes from local agents and find the right policy for you. Go to InsureMe.com or call 1-800-INSURE-ME and lower your rates today.
Get progressive about your career. You'll listen to AM 760. Now you can join the AM 760 sales team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and excited by commission-based sales, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to denverjobs@clearchannel.com today or visit clearcareers.com for additional information. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah, come join us. We're good folks to work with. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. You don't like to think about it. You don't plan for it. But you one day may need the help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, let me tell you about a great guy, a progressive trial lawyer, Mike Turner, who believes and supports this radio station. And he's got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day like you and I. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661. You might want to write this number down, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Well, it's really true. Comcast Workplace can help almost any small business be more productive. And today I'm talking with Jason Donahue.
Hello.
Of the law firm of Donahue, Vasky & Associates.
That's us.
Now, Jason, Comcast Workplace helps your firm?
Oh, yeah. We use Comcast to do research, send files back and forth.
And make tea times, looks like.
That's privileged information, though. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Workplace includes McAfee security free. And when it comes to speed, Workplace kicks DSL's skinny little hiney all over the great green earth. Can I say skinny little hiney on the radio?
Well, you're an attorney. You tell me. I think so. Bob is nodding yes over there. Anyway, thanks for talking with us today.
No problem.
Comcast Workplace, speed, security, know-how. Now, Jason, since you are an attorney,
yes.
Got you right here.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind just reading?
I'd be glad to. Service not available in all areas. Installation and equipment required. Speed comparisons for download.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Good morning. It's 8:27, 27 minutes after 8. High today, 80. Partly sunny. Today, it's going to be a nice day outside. AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. File this under the cultural file. Tonight is Katie Couric's shot on the CBS Evening News. The new theme song that will open the CBS Evening News tonight is by the same composer who did the score for Field of Dreams. So, you know, maybe that's appropriate for Katie Couric to recall a sentiment from that movie when asked about her hopes of attracting more viewers to a third-place broadcast. If we build it, they will come, she replied to the L.A. Times with a grin. After months of speculation followed by anticipation, Couric and CBS have finally built it. Tonight's her night. Question is for you. One, are you going to watch this? Two, do you think she can boost this thing out of third place? Do you think that America would accept a sole female anchor on a mainstream, well, you know, I don't want to use the word mainstream, but on a network telecast? 303-713-7600, and I got four lines open. Are you going to check this out? That's number one. I got to tell you, I am tempted to check it out. I am tempted to see how she sounds. Sean McManus, the president of CBS News, says, with all the attention given to not just us, but Charlie Gibson and Brian Williams, I think there's been more written about this time period in the last 3 months than probably in history. But What effect is she going to have on this? Now, you know what? Women have been tried before, but not that I know of on a full-time basis. And then you might remember Connie Chung, I think, split with Dan Rather for a while on the CBS Evening News. And I have to tell you that I'm not a big consumer of network news, particularly Williams, Gibson, or what I normally, you know, I didn't watch Bob Schaefer when he sat in on the CBS Evening News, and I didn't watch Rather either, really, when he was there. I'm an Oberman person, and I usually watch his show, Mary and I do, and we struggle through CNN with all of their faults. But I wonder that, you know, it's along the same lines of, is America ready for a woman president? Which, by the way, there are rumors that Hillary may not run. She may seek to head the Senate instead. But, you know, is this country ready for a woman news anchor? And is this on your radar screen at all, or are you totally and completely just going to blow this off and not watch it at all because you don't care one way or the other what happens? Turk and I are kind of halfway convinced that we're going to watch it just because we want to see what the opening night would be like. And there's got to be like an opening night bubble with all this publicity. And you remember the doctored photograph controversy about Katie Couric? She's been on the cover of all these magazines. She's done a tour around the country. Didn't she come here to Denver? I believe she came here to Denver, too, to make an appearance. See, we don't know. Maybe you know that she did, whether she did or she didn't. We don't know because we basically don't follow that. But it's going to be interesting to see if she can make this happen as a female anchor. When I started in radio 34 years ago, there were very few females on the air, and I worked with no females up until, gosh, probably 5 or 6, 7, 8 years into the business. Most of the places I worked, it was men. There were no women on the air. None of any kind. Now, of course, today, there's women all over the place. So things have changed. Speaking of women, here's Gina Michaels. So you going to watch this tonight?
I think I absolutely will check it out. You know, she's not my favorite personality, and I don't normally watch CBS, but I'll definitely check her out.
Do you think America's ready for a woman news anchor in prime time?
Absolutely. You know, I loved Elizabeth Vargas on ABC, and she was doing it for a while, you know, when Bob Woodruff got injured.
Right.
And she was awesome. I could watch her all day. But I guess she went out on maternity leave.
No, she's back. She's going to start on the Today Show, I believe, next week.
Ah. Well, I loved her as an anchor. So I think Katie will do okay.
Do you think she can lift that thing out of third place?
I don't know about that.
do you watch the network news at all?
I do, actually.
See, I don't.
I know a lot of people don't, but it's just a good time for me. Usually at 5:30, I tune in.
Really? What's your network of choice, ABC?
ABC, yeah. ABC or NBC?
What's your aversion to CBS? Just never been attracted to them?
I don't know why. I just never have been. Never been my preference. I don't know if it's their personalities or their news coverage. I'm not sure.
See, I can't even remember the last time I watched a network newscast of any kind, of anybody.
Well, you're probably asleep at that time.
Well, I mean, I've seen parts of Brian, for instance, I saw parts of Brian Williams' interview with George W. Bush, but it ran on Oberman. I mean, I didn't see it when it originally ran on the nightly news. So, I just don't watch those things. But, you know, I'm gonna have to either TiVo this or watch it live, and I'll be interested to see whether America can accept a woman, you know, as a primetime news anchor.
Yes.
Let's see how far women have come here in broadcasting in an area which has traditionally been a male-dominated kind of thing. All right, it's 8:33. Traffic is certainly not male-dominated because Gina's here, and we're going to take a look at progressive traffic right now.
Well, it's a messy one. We've got five lanes of gridlock, I-70 east of I-25. Had several wrecks there between Colorado Boulevard and Pecos that are causing the tie-up. You definitely want to get around this if you can. You want to avoid southbound 25, though, because it's backed up to 58 due to another wreck there at 38, so we're crawling into downtown. We're better along the Boulder Turnpike, but it's jammed now, Federal to Pecos. Weather today, sunny and warmer with a high of 82. Right now it's 59 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
House tonight on Fox.
With E470, you can get where you want to go fast. Cruise by the Southland Shopping Center at E470 and Smoky Hill Road from 10 to 2 on Saturday, September 9th for family fun at E470's Car Care Safety Fair. Visit E470.com. That's E470.com.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1 and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
8:34. It's 34 minutes before the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner and you're buried in debt, man, you know those credit cards, I mean, they will get to you. And they are hard to pay off once you get started with them. The Mortgage Store is here with a great low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. So call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. If you act quickly, call now. You can defer your next two house payments. The Mortgage Store is right there for you now. Call them at 303-423-7171. And, you know, credit cards offer you a low introductory rate. Now, you know this. And then what they do is they jack up that rate. And it gets really, really hard to get out from underneath these things. So what you need to do is, if you own your own home, is you need to consolidate and get rid of your credit cards, get rid of your, you know, car payments. I mean, all that stuff. Get it all handled. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service, even if you've had some credit problems in the past, and who hasn't. They can still get you a great fixed mortgage rate, and they can save you money on your home loan and get rid of those high-interest rate credit cards. So call them, 303-423-7171. Call them now, 303-423-7171. They're open evenings till 8, and Saturday, too. It's easy. And the interest on your home loan may be tax-deductible, but I'll tell you, the interest on your credit card certainly is not. The Mortgage Store, dedicated professionals will help you out, 303-423-7171.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Everyone but you, right? You can start making a profit in real estate immediately without using any of your own money. Since 1946, the legendary real estate expert A.D. Kessler has been making big money in real estate, and now he'll share with you his time-tested, proven methods in his straightforward how-to video free.
This is A.D. Kessler. Suppose I could show you a way to get rich, stay rich, and enjoy being rich for the rest of your life with creative real estate. Is there any reason why you wouldn't listen? Call right now, and I'll send you my free video on how to make $130,000 a year, doing only one deal a month without using any of your own money.
Call 800-549-8054 and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now, doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way, with no cash down. Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-549-8054. Create the success you deserve. 800-549-8054.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 80. Partly sunny skies. If you missed any or part of this program and you want to go back and listen to it, go to am760.net. It's on podcast, including the hour we did this morning between 6 and 7 about the two guys who got charged with a felony theft for going into a trash dumpster and getting vegetables, and then plea bargained down to a six-month term in jail. And we'll have one of the guy's mothers on after Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America in the next hour. Right now, though, and the phones are just sitting here dead, but I'm asking about Katie Couric, and maybe I'm asking a question that nobody's interested in. I just wonder if anybody's going to watch this tonight. And if this country, if you think this country can accept a female anchor in prime time, because I, as far as I know, and I don't, you know, as I said before, I mean, I'm not that plugged in to network news, and I don't know what your network news of choice is, even if you watch it at all. And a lot of us are increasingly, on an increasing basis, turned off by a lot of what we see. If this has ever been tried before, I mean, Barbara Walters was on, but I don't know if she was on by herself or not. You know, I can't remember back in those days. And as I said, you know, when I started out in this business 34 years ago, it was all men, basically. And there were some females on television, but, you know, 34 years ago, if you'd said, well, listen, here's what you're going to see in 2006, you're going to see a female primetime news anchor, I think most of the people I work with probably would have said, you got to be kidding me. And as I said before, I didn't work with any females on the air until 3 or 4, 5, 6 years later into my career. And a lot of the stations I worked at had no women on the air. And I'm talking about no women as newscasters. I'm talking about no women as disc jockeys. I'm talking about no women, period. Now, there are women working in the building here all over the place on the air. And plus, my last couple of jobs, there have been women everywhere. And there's a lot of speculation as to whether we would accept a woman president in this country. Well, would we accept a woman in prime time doing prime time news? Now, if you look at it, CBS has got nothing to lose because CBS News is in third place. So, Katie Couric and CBS News, they have to lift that thing out of third place. And so that also brings up the dual question, can she do this? Do you think enough Americans will tune in to absolutely make a difference? And then there's probably a lot of you who are like me, you just don't watch the network news. You go some other place to get your information. As I said, I, you know, cable. And we were having a discussion about this last night at dinner that the two friends that we were out with, they don't watch much TV at all. They're kind of like Mary and I. I mean, they don't watch much at all. And as I've said on numerous occasions on this show, I mean, Mary and I watch maybe an hour a night, a couple hours a night maybe. And that's all news. And it, you know what? It's usually the cable news networks. And you know, even the talking head shows. I mean, one of the things that I did this weekend was I took a Labor Day weekend other than going to the Taste of Colorado Saturday, in which I met a lot of nice people. I didn't watch the talking head shows on Sunday morning because they absolutely drive me crazy with their out-and-out media bias. So I find it very, very hard to watch. I find it increasingly hard to follow the media as far as the mainstream media goes in this country. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. And this has been a much-discussed thing. It's been going on forever. I mean, it's been hyped and hyped and hyped about Katie Couric. So, do you get sucked in by the hype? And do you think a female anchor can make it in the United States of America in 2006 in a prime time role? I got to tell you something. I'm willing to check it out. I'm not saying I'm going to sit there and watch it every night, but I would watch tonight to see how she does. Only from the aspect of, I was thinking about this morning, the pressure of having to go on there and do that. I mean, the absolute pressure of having to sit there knowing that people are going to sit and they're going to, you know, be in judgment of you, basically. And you better damn well get on and get it right. And I've been in those situations before where there's just like a lot of pressure on your rear end, and man, you better pull it off. And at least for me, I always walk away thinking, well, I never did as good a job as I thought I could have. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good, thanks. I just had a quick comment about this Katie Kerr thing. Number one, the more the media hypes something like this, the less I want to get sucked into it. So I've seen this every time I go to a web, you know, the CBS web page or whatever. I see the countdown to Katie Couric, and I mean everywhere I turn it's Katie Couric, and I've never cared much for her anyway. So I wouldn't be interested. I work evenings, so I don't watch network news anyway, but they've overhyped this, but the main comment I wanted to make was something I heard on Matt Drudge the other night, that they are going to be introducing getting the ball rolling here this week with like guest editorialists, and one of them is going to be Rush Limbaugh. And just the fact that they're going to legitimize that blowhard by giving him airtime on network news is reason enough for me not to watch.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything about that, about him being on there. I mean, I think all of us realize that the whole slant about the liberal media is all a bunch of BS, and that basically it's a lie. And coming up, we'll talk, you know, with Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America about this, and I'm going to get into this whole 9/11 docudrama pile of crap that ABC is going to run. But let me ask you something. Forget Katie Couric here. Do you think that Americans, the viewing public, do you think that they would accept a female primetime news anchor, regardless of the network, in the year 2006? Or is this still basically an exclusive territory of men?
Oh, I do. I think, I don't think anybody, I don't think we would have a problem accepting a female anchor. Like Elizabeth Vargas, I don't think anybody had a problem with that. Do you? I don't.
No, I find there are some really good, you know, for the limited amount of time I watch TV, I find some really good good women, you know, reporters and anchors on television. No, I think the time has come for a female, but, you know, that's you and I. And we also have to remember that this is, you know, a progressive talk station, so we might on the face of it just to have a tendency to be a little bit more open-minded than a lot of people.
That's
but I wonder how this is going to play, like, say, in Wichita, Kansas.
That's a good question. maybe that's why they're hyping it so much, because they're afraid that people aren't going to be accepting of the idea.
The part about hyping it, I mean, you would expect them to do a certain amount of that, but then the other side of it is, how could people not pay attention to this and not write about it, considering the fact that, you know, for years in broadcasting, I mean, women have that, you know, have that glass ceiling.
Right.
And it's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal for a major network, you know, to turn over prime time to a female, which is really, it's as far as I know, has never been tried full-time before. And granted, you can make the argument, well, they're in third place, they have nothing to lose, but it's an experiment, and I wonder if whether you like Katie Couric or not, I just wonder if a woman would play in quote-unquote Wichita, Kansas, Norfolk, Virginia, Gadsden, Alabama. You think it'll work?
Yeah, good question. It'll be interesting to watch.
It certainly will. Ron, have a good day, man. Take care.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. How about it? Would a woman be able to anchor primetime news and make it? And will you watch Katie Couric? Or are you like Ron, that it's just so overhyped that you're not going to get near it? You know what? I'm going to at least check it out. See.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
To you motorcycle riders, what time is it? It's more than time you were protected on your insurance claim. Two wheels doesn't mean you deserve less. Two wheels doesn't mean a reduced insurance claim. Less wheels doesn't mean less injuries. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. If you're injured in a motorcycle crash, you need to protect yourself, legally, on your insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. Once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. After all, it's your life. It's time for accountability. It's time for the people who injure you to accept personal responsibility. And it's time for the insurance claim to reflect that same accountability and personal responsibility. At Bell & Pollock, we handle insurance issues just like these. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
760, Progressive Talk.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
8:49, it's about 11 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rockies is Colorado's number one volume dealer, and they prove it time and time again. Now, you've got a choice of literally dozens, hundreds. There's like a gazillion, seems like, car dealers out there, and you can go wherever you want to go. But some of the compelling reasons to go to Rockies is, first of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 units on the lot. The other reason is, you know something? They've got great people working there. Over 100 people dedicated to making your buying experience number one. What's the payoff in that? I mean, if you don't buy a car from them, what's the payoff in that? Because you know what the payoff is? The payoff is that you tell other people, hey, I went to Rockies and the experience was great. And word of mouth is a very, very, very powerful a means of getting your message out there and communicating. Rockies Autos has got virtually a huge, diverse inventory, everything you can think of, ton of payment options, and they'll literally bend over backwards to help you. I mean, that's the kind of people they are. Check them out online at rockiesautos.com. Get on by and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. See my friends Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard out there, Johnny Mays, Jim Monroe, all of the folks out there really, really work hard. And it's Fred Labrato. You know, it's just hard to remember all of the people who I see out there when I go out there every week. And I do go out there every week because they are my friends. And there's just not enough I can say about them. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
the Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Parents, when kids head back to school, their attention's on friends, classes, and their new lunchbox. It's a time when a persuasive stranger could easily find a youngster preoccupied. Make sure your children are using the buddy system as well as taking a safe route to and from school. Establish a kid code and remind them that if they ever have a problem with a stranger, to run, yell, then tell. This is from the Olinger family of funeral homes and cemeteries with 20 locations in the Denver area. That's Olinger.
You'll never miss another minute of the Jay Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
All right, 8:52. 52 minutes before the hour. High today, 80, partly sunny, AM760. Progressive Talk, Katie Couric. Does she make it or does she fail? Is America ready to accept a woman anchor? Are you going to check it out tonight? Let's go to Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM760, Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Good. I listen to you every morning. I love your show.
Oh, appreciate it. You're very kind. Thank you.
I'm going to watch Katie tonight just out of curiosity, but I am in the camp of both you and the other caller that kind of tired of the overhype, but like you, I'll probably watch it just to check it out. It's kind of sad to me that we even have to have this issue, honestly, because whether it's women or blacks or Jews or other minorities, or we have to evolve to the place where everybody looks at everyone as simply another human being as opposed to all these divisive issues. I wish that the discussion could get into more substance, such as if we can't raise the minimum wage, why are we willing to pay people like Katie Couric more in one day than most people in this country make in a whole year?
Well, you know, that's really a good, valid question about how much she makes and about. But we have a tendency in this society to pay people based on the scarcity of their skills, and so the people at CBS must feel that she has some skill and ability that they couldn't find anywhere else. So they met her price demand. You know, sitting down and anchoring a network newscast is a big thing, particularly when you're sitting in third place. I think the question is, you know, the discussion we ought to have about her or anybody else is, can they do the job? But unfortunately, in this country, you know, there's been that glass ceiling about with women in broadcasting. They've come a long way. Certainly, have come a long way in your lifetime and in my lifetime. Question is, do you think that the country can accept this over the long haul, or will they just, for instance, tune in tonight and then blow her off after that?
I think that eventually she'll be accepted. I'm hoping anyway that we can grow up a little bit as a society and not have such silly attitudes towards things. I wish her the best, even though I'm not a big fan of hers. I think that she is talented, as you said, and you know, as far as the money goes, I just think that it seems a bit outlandish what all these people make when we have people struggling to make ends meet. And really what it comes down to is those kinds of salaries for all those types of people, movie stars and everything, does filter down into the cost of goods and services that we all pay. But nobody wants to talk about that sacred cow.
Yeah. But there's also, you know, get into the school of thought, too, about should you be able to charge what the going rate would be, or I don't know. If you were in her position, if you could make the money, wouldn't you do it?
Well, I'd certainly make sure that I was giving as much of it as I could to good causes, because I'd feel a little guilty taking that much, honestly. I mean, I'm not a communist. I don't want a communist society, but I'd like to see a little more common sense on what services are really worth, no matter what your skill is.
Fair point. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you being part of the show.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Bob in Boulder, who moved here from Wichita, interestingly enough. Hi, Bob. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. You moved here from Wichita, Kansas?
Wichita, Kansas to Boulder, Colorado, all the way to the right to all the way to the left.
All right. How do you think she'll play there?
I think she'll play actually okay. She won't play as bad as everyone thinks, but on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it about a 3 probably. I mean,
the beauty of it in a place like that is it gives them something to be angry about, you know?
You think they're going to be angry about that?
I guarantee you, if people go to Kansas.com, which is the Wichita Eagle paper online segment, if you go there, there'll be 20 people who write letters who say that she's incompetent, that she's part of the, you know, quote, liberal media, that, you know, it's a stunt by CBS. There'll be all those comments. I guarantee it. It'll be
really? There. Really?
Yeah, no question.
They're that sexist there?
Well, you know what it is? They're so determined that they're right about things that they're unwilling to, as you said earlier, open their minds a little bit that somebody else who's new might actually have, you know, some sort of opinion. Let me tell you a little bit of a quick story here. You know, Jim Lehrer is from Kansas originally, and his parents actually, I think he was raised in Emporia, which is just north of Wichita. And he doesn't play well there because he's on PBS. He's a native, and they don't like him because he's on PBS.
Wow.
I mean, it is, it's, you know, I mean, it's a classic stereotype of what you'd expect. Fox, you know, Fox is, you know, the almighty. Everyone else is, you know, the liberal biased media. So, but overall, it's funny because if you talk to people on the streets, they say, I don't really care. I think they'd have kind of the same opinion, you know, the first caller did about, well, you know, I'm really not going to watch. I don't really care, you know. But deep down
inside, they're angry about it.
But deep down inside, you know, their world is shifting and they don't like it. And that's the point.
Yeah.
Shifting, they don't like it, you know.
All right, Bob, thank you, man. Welcome to Boulder and welcome to AM760. Appreciate you calling in.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we'll see how she does tonight. Speaking of the media, we're going to talk to Paul Waldman. I'll run this by him, too, and that and a lot of other stuff. Paul Waldman, Media Matters for America, coming up next year, and then open phones on AM760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people. People that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE. 877-592-4673.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The White House has released a new assessment of Homeland Security 5 years after the attacks of 9/11. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
While the administration contends the U.S. is safer, this report warns the country is not immune from another attack. Presidential Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend describes al-Qaeda as obsessed with killing massive amounts of Americans and still fixated on aviation targets.
They adapt to what our screening measures are, they adapt to our defensive measures, and they try to work around them because they are hateful and are determined to try and attack and kill Americans.
And Townsend says Osama bin Laden remains as U.S. target number one. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, it may turn into the biggest domestic oil find since Alaska's North Slope. Chevron and its partners say a test well deep in the Gulf of Mexico holds real promise to significantly boost production.
It's good news, but it's not a game changer.
Houston oil analyst David Purcell.
This is not going to change the calculus that says we still have to worry about imported oil from countries that don't like us, like Venezuela and Iran and Iraq.
Word just in from Mexico City, a 7-judge panel has ruled that July's presidential election results are valid. That paves the way for Felipe Calderon to be declared the winner. If the phone rings this week and you haven't rendered unto Uncle Sam all that you owe, when you answer, you may be encouraged to pay up. But as CBS News correspondent Jim Chenevier reports, it won't be the tax man himself calling.
Starting today, people who owe the IRS back taxes could be hearing from private collection agencies, the same firms that track down loan deadbeats. Three collection agencies will be working for the tax man, and the 12,500 targeted for collection owe less than $25,000 and have not disputed those debts. Now, there was plenty of opposition to this in Congress, so the IRS is promising to closely monitor the program to make sure that rights are not violated.
It may be the most anticipated broadcast in years. Certainly, it is one of the most highly promoted. Tonight, Katie Couric debuts as anchor of the CBS Evening News, but she won't be tied to the anchor chair in New York, she says.
I plan to get out in the field as much as I can and to bring sort of my sensibilities and I hope my humanity to delivering the news.
It was a lunch hour he won't forget. Eddie Matthews left on a run Thursday from his office and ended up stuck in a Florida swamp for 4 days. He was found yesterday. How did he make it?
Surviving by drinking some of the brackish water that was nearby, eating a few berries. He was very dehydrated. He was very thirsty.
University of Central Florida Police Sergeant Woody Furness says after Meadows was pulled out of the muck, he was raring to go.
One of the things that was really remarkable was after we got to the ambulance, he said, just give me a drink of water and a candy bar, and I can finish my run.
Checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is off 16 points, the NASDAQ down 3. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
Now that the kids are grown, we want a smaller place.
We really need more room. There's a baby on the way.
I'll take a place with a garage for my new baby.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similazon Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over-the-counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similazon Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similazon is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similazon in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similazon Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Rescue workers in Grand Junction spent several hours last night trying to recover the body of a 22-year-old man who drowned in the Gunnison River. The man on a family outing fell into the river near the Roller Dam just before 6. Divers will be out again today, continuing that search just south of the Colorado River. Some successful water rescues in the metro area last night. Littleton's Fire Captain Gene Nagel says they had to grab one woman who was swimming in the lake at Clement Park. And no, the park isn't open to swimmers. Plenty of geese swim in that lake.
We used an exposure suit, and it'll have to be washed. It had a little odor to it.
That woman facing possible charges, and a successful ending for a fisherman at Bear Creek Lake who got his raft stuck on a tree.
Some people tried to help him, and they weren't able to get close enough either, so they called 911, and West Metro sent the divers over, and we got him off, and he's fine.
That's West Metro's fire chief, or fire spokesperson, Cindy Matthews. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Eastbound I-70 still recovering from the snarl between I-25 and Colorado and Federal to Pecos. We had major delays there over the last hour or so, so you'll still want to avoid it for a bit longer if you can. Some relief for your downtown drive, southbound 25 at 38th from crash cleanup, but you're going to run into the stop and go at 58th. Lakewood drivers running into a crawl eastbound 6th Avenue, Federal to I-25 as customary. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Even though it feels like Monday, and it's time for Media Matters for America's Paul Waldman. And Paul is one of my all-time favorite people, and he's also the author of a great book, Being Right Is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. And let's get Paul on here. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good, Jay. How are you?
Well, I don't know where to start. You know, I get so many gripes. I got so many questions. We might have to sit here for the next hour and do this. First of all, just if you want to comment on it, you don't have to. If you want to, you can. Katie Couric, you think America will accept a woman anchor? I hope America will. I mean, I don't have a horse in that race. I don't work for CBS, but I kind of think I'd like to see her make some movement here, wouldn't you?
Well, I have to agree with you there. You know, I have no particular feelings about Katie Couric one way or the other, but I see no reason why we shouldn't have women be news anchors. So we can wish her all the best.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a domain of men for God knows how long, and it's 2006, and why doesn't this change? All right. I don't know if you want to comment on this or not. I'm really hot about this topic. I'm really angry about it, too. This ABC 9/11 docudrama, written by a right-wing screenwriter, what I've heard about it is it basically blames 9/11 on Bill Clinton and the lack of getting Osama bin Laden on Clinton, when the fact is, you know, George Bush's father had a chance to get him and didn't do it. And 9/11 has nothing to do with Bill Clinton. He wasn't the president of the United States yet. They're still going to air this, and even though they claim it's a docudrama, there are people out there that are going to watch this thing, and they're going to think it's true.
Yeah, well, we don't know exactly what's in it yet, but what we do know is that conservatives seem pretty excited about it. There's a conservative website called Human Events Online from the magazine Human Events that they seem to have seen it, and their characterization of it indicates that it's very critical of Clinton and not particularly critical of Bush. So we're going to see if we can get a hold of the of a preview copy and do an analysis of it if we can. And I think we don't want to condemn it too strongly yet until we've actually seen it, of course. But the fact that conservatives seem to be very excited about this, and it's going to show people how how Bill, the whole thing was really Bill Clinton's fault, certainly raises some questions. And this is an important question because, you know, the way we construct history doesn't only come from our personal memories, doesn't only come from historians or even journalists. Things like dramas and films, they have a big part to play in how we remember things as, you know, the years pass by. So it is important for us to try to make sure that those things are as accurate as possible, and it's not just some kind of conservative propaganda. You know, not long after 9/11, there was a cable movie that came out where, you know, George Bush was sort of a combination of John Wayne and Franklin Roosevelt or something. It remains to be seen whether or not this one is going to be another version of that.
Well, the thing that bothers me about this is that they claim that the promos say that it's based on the 9/11 Commission, and early reports are is that it's not based on the 9/11 Commission because that wasn't the conclusion of the 9/11 Commission. And, you know, if you get a hold of an advanced copy of this, I know we have you on every Tuesday, you and J-Mo, but, you know, I'd love to just have you back to talk about this because, you know, I'm about a half inch away from writing ABC and saying, you know, as a former employee and a shareholder in the Walt Disney Company, I don't have a gazillion shares, you know, I got like a few. Yeah, I'm really disappointed in this, and if this turns out to be, you know, propaganda, editor, what?
Yeah, we're talking to them, and it's supposed to air, I believe, Sunday and Monday, something like that, starting on Sunday. So there's a few days left before it's actually supposed to air, and we're going to see we're going to see if we can find out more about it before it does actually go on the air.
All right, fair enough. And you know what? If you do, I mean, you know, I got to have you back. We got to talk about this because I'm really, really interested in what's going to come down on this. All right, let's talk about some other issues. What is it about the media's love? I know there's a critical book out there about him, but what is it about the media's love of Rudy Giuliani? You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, you know, this is an interesting question now as Giuliani is contemplating running for president and seems to be moving in that direction, although we don't know for sure. He is making some trips to Iowa and stuff, and he's one of a few figures who is really just escapes almost any kind of critical coverage in the press. And the interesting thing is that that wasn't the case before 9/11. You know, his term as New York mayor was winding down, and there was a lot of things that he had done that people were not happy about. But somehow, the events of 9/11 put this kind of this sort of Teflon over Rudy Giuliani, where everybody assumes that he's kind of perfect when it comes to anything having to do with terrorism or national security. And there is a new book out that takes him to task on those very issues. Now, one of the authors was being interviewed on MSNBC and talked about the fact that that Giuliani had been criticized for putting his command center in the World Trade Center complex. And at one point, Nora O'Donnell, the host on MSNBC, said to the author that you can't honestly say that Giuliani could have predicted that the World Trade Center would have been attacked. And it's just kind of indicative of the tone, this assumption that, you know, of course he couldn't have been at fault there. But the fact is, of course one can say that Giuliani could have predicted that the World Trade Center would have been attacked. It was attacked once before, in 1993. It was obviously a huge target. Terrorists had said that it was going to be a target. And apparently, Giuliani wanted to have a place that he could walk to from City Hall, so that's where they put the command center in. And, of course, on September 11th itself, that command center was of no use because it was right at the site of the attacks. Now, we don't know, of course, how much that would have been able to help, if there would have been more lives that would have been able to save if they had had a functioning command center that could have coordinated the communications. But that's one of the things that this author takes issue with. And, you know, the tone of the question from Nora O'Donnell on MSNBC indicates that there's when it comes to criticizing Rudy Giuliani on issues of terrorism and security, it seems to be something that a lot of people in the press have trouble even wrapping their heads around.
Yeah, you know who's a big Giuliani cheerleader is Chris Matthews. He's always talking about, Giuliani's my man. I'm putting my money on Giuliani. And you're right, there's no critical examination of him whatsoever, and the press seems to be in love with him. Let's talk about somebody else the press seems to be in love with. You guys take issue with this. What would it take the media to boot McCain off the Straight Talk Express? Let's talk a little bit about John McCain and his flip-flops.
Well, you know, he has had a number of flip-flops, and, you know, the fact is that John McCain is a politician, and he has his strengths and weaknesses like any politician. But when it comes to the way he gets treated in the press and the way he gets talked about, there's really something extraordinary there that even as he's changing his positions, you know, he'll criticize the Bush administration, and it'll be something that he just had praised them for, like, you know, the question of what they said about what was going to happen before we started the war in Iraq. You know, he said some of the same things about us being greeted as liberators. And then he comes out and says a couple of mildly critical things. You know, we shouldn't have said things like the last throws. And then a couple of days later, he comes out and sort of recants that. And even as they're talking about this, what seems to be a flip-flop and a backtrack and a reversal, they talk about how John McCain is just being honest and giving us more of that straight talk. That idea of straight talk being attached to John McCain is something that gets repeated over and over. It's one of those themes about him that runs through all of the coverage. And when you actually look at it, what you find is that the straight talk from John McCain doesn't really seem to emerge very often on matters of substance. You know, he's great at kind of shooting the bull with reporters and making them feel like he's just a regular guy, and he can be candid with them about himself or about other politicians that he doesn't like, things like that. But when it comes to actually talking about issues, you know, frankly, John McCain is just about as full of it as any other politician, if you think about it that way. But yet they continue to talk about him being, you know, on the Straight Talk Express. You know, there was even one occasion where he was on a network show, I think it was the Today Show, and they just put up a little title up there. It said Straight Talk with John McCain. It's those themes about him, like the straight talk, the maverick, that just get repeated over and over and over, regardless of whether he's actually living up to them.
Yeah, there's little or no media coverage about his softening stance towards institutions like Bob Jones University and Jerry Falwell's school and his courting of the religious right doesn't get a lot of media coverage.
Right, and when they talk about it, they give him a forgiveness that other politicians don't get. You know, in 2000, he was very critical of those religious right groups, and now he's kind of sort of cozying up to them. And with any other politician, it would be talked about as being, you know, the most crass move for political advantage, and doesn't that show that he's a great big phony? That's the way it would get talked about with most politicians, Democrat or Republican. But somehow with McCain, he's forgiven. And it's just an example of how, well, you know, he's doing what he has to do, but that's not really who he is, because deep down he really is a straight-talking maverick. But there comes a point at which you have to say, well, you know, is he just like every other politician in some fundamental way? Or, you know, how many times can he make those kinds of crass political moves? How many times can he reverse his stance before you say, well, you know, he's just another politician. Maybe he's not such a straight talker.
18 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Paul Wolman, Media Matters for America. Let's see if we can squeeze one more in here. NBC's Williams allowed Bush to make false and misleading assertions about Katrina recovery, pre-war WMD claims, and Iraq links to 9/11. I saw parts of that on Keith Olbermann's show. Why did Brian Williams just allow him to do that? Why didn't he follow up with any critical questioning?
Well, you know, this is an interesting question. When someone like Brian Williams gets to interview the president, that's obviously like the interview that every reporter wants to have. And I think that it often happens that they sort of pull their punches. When the president will say something that, you know, that he's delivered on the promises that he made to New Orleans, when, you know, Brian Williams probably knows that that's not really true, then I think there's a reluctance to say, hold on a second, Mr. President, what you just told me is not true. And with a lesser politician, someone who doesn't have that the aura of the office of the presidency, they might be more willing to step up and follow up on those questions instead of just letting the president spin. But I think, you know, obviously we don't want them to have a screaming fight with the president, but on the other hand, that's the opportunity, one of the few opportunities that anyone ever gets to give President Bush a follow-up and to say, hold on a second, you know, you just said this, and we know that that's not really true. And we don't get those opportunities. Bush doesn't do a lot of press conferences, and when he does, he's very good at sort of spinning away from any kind of extended questioning and moving on to someone else who will ask a completely different question when he gets a question he doesn't like. So those rare occasions when he'll sit down with somebody like Brian Williams are really unique opportunities to hold him accountable. There are not a lot of opportunities to hold George Bush accountable, and it's really too bad when someone like Williams doesn't take that opportunity when he has it.
You know, it's very, 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 very frustrating. It's very frustrating when you see these people, you hear them and you see them, whether it's MSNBC, NBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, all of them, and, you know, they just don't press. They don't follow up. And that's part, you know, that's supposed to be part of the media's job.
Absolutely. They're supposed to be adversarial, and even if that at times is going to make them uncomfortable, make politicians uncomfortable, and even maybe make us as citizens uncomfortable. But if we're going to have a functioning democracy, we need to have a press that is independent and aggressive. And that means they're not going to be politicians' friends, that the politicians are not going to like them. But that's what we need as citizens if we're going to be able to have our democracy function the way it ought to.
Well, I got to squeeze this last one in here because this is schizophrenia. I don't understand what's going on here. Maybe you can explain this to me. The Washington Post had an editorial about blaming Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame for Valerie Plame's being outed in her situation, yet their own news department clearly reported that wasn't the case. How do they get off writing an editorial like that? Don't they read their own newspaper?
Yeah, it's not the first time it's happened with the Post. They've been very critical of Joe Wilson. And, you know, it was revealed that Richard Armitage, the Deputy Secretary of State, was the person who supplied Robert Novak with Valerie Plame's identity. And all of a sudden, all these conservatives come forward and say, well, that's it, then that the case closed, and that means that the Karl Rove and Scooter Libby didn't do anything wrong, there wasn't any orchestrated campaign from the White House. And this is something that the Washington Post said, too. But their own reporting in the newspaper shows that that's not true. The fact that Armitage told Novak doesn't mean that there wasn't a concerted effort on the White House to go after Joe Wilson. There was. And as the Washington Post itself reported, the Scooter Libby and Karl Rove contacted six journalists in Washington to disclose the identity of Joe Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame. So So there was a concerted effort, and there's a reason why Patrick Fitzgerald has indicted Scooter Libby for lying to the grand jury. So the fact that Armitage, who just by the way got the information from Libby as part of this this White House campaign, the fact that he talked to Bob Novak doesn't do anything to lessen the culpability of Karl Rove and Scooter Libby. So I know that there are a lot of conservatives who want to take this information and say, well, that exonerates them, and this has all been just one big waste of time. That's what the Washington Post editorial page is now saying, but their own the reporting of their own reporters on their news pages shows that that's not true.
Yeah, and the other myth that they seem to perpetrate all the time, not the Washington Post, but particularly Fox, Britt Hume, I know, did this some weeks ago, because you guys noted it, that this idea that Scooter Libby is somehow being tried or is somehow in trouble legally for disclosing Valerie Plame's name, when in reality what he's in trouble for is lying to a grand jury.
Right, and you know there's some very narrow grounds on which you can prosecute somebody for a leak, and Fitzgerald, the special counsel, decided that he didn't have the legal grounds to prosecute Libby or Rove, but he also stated quite explicitly that he felt that Libby had been dishonest with investigators and with the grand jury. And so he's bringing him up on perjury charges. That's what he's been indicted for, and obstruction of justice. So, that's something that, if you'll recall, back in 1998, Republicans were terribly exercised over the fact that Bill Clinton might have not been honest with a grand jury. And that's something that they told us went to the very heart of what the rule of law is. But now that it's one of theirs, they're saying, oh, well, you know, it doesn't really matter, and they should just drop the case, or President Bush should just pardon him. But it seems that devotion to the rule of law was not as strong as one might have thought.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate talking to you. And if you find out anything about that ABC thing, please let us know, because I'd love to have you back on to talk about it.
Will do, Jay. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Paul. There's Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America. He's also the author of the book, Being Right Is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. Great book. Must read. All right. 303-713-7600.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
9313. Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
927, 27 minutes after 9. High today, 80, partly sunny. AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to get into, let's do it. Here's Dan in Colorado Springs, who's been hanging on. Dan, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good this morning, actually.
Oh, good. Good, too. Yeah, I'm still hanging on with the Katie Couric thought. So.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I have two sort of neurotic pet peeves about her, although I have nothing against her as a person. She'll probably do a very good job, I guess. But I'm not going to watch it.
Okay. Why?
Well, one is that she has about five pairs of glasses that she'll put on for different moods. And being a person who's worn glasses since I was two, I find that kind of annoying that people would use it as a prop.
Yeah, that is a little neurotic.
Oh, yeah, I've got one that's even better, though. If you...
All right, go ahead. What's your other one?
Even more neurotic than the last. But thanks so much. I just can't stand that. One day I found myself saying it at work, and it was like somebody else's voice is coming out of my mouth. And I said it a couple more times during the week. And I was paying attention to my surroundings, and I'm pretty sure she started that. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much?
Yeah.
I got to remember not to use that then. I guess I shouldn't say thanks so much, right? I mean,
I don't think you say it too much because I'm pretty sensitive.
Is that something she uses a lot?
Oh, just about every time. In fact, I think it's a trend she started. So.
Well, yeah. We'll have to see how she does. I personally hope that she does, you know, better. I mean, as I said to Paul Wallman, I mean, I don't have a horse in the race. But I'd like to see a woman do pretty well because I'd like to be able to think we're from a country that your gender doesn't matter when it comes to anchoring a primetime, you know, network newscast, that it doesn't matter what your gender is.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd like to think we've, you know, arrived at that point. But once again, you heard the guy from Wichita. He doesn't think it'll play well there.
Huh. I guess I must have missed that part. And, yeah, I guess if you find anybody who's against a woman anchor, you're probably talking to like a caveman anyway.
I think there may be men out there who may feel that way, and there may be some women out there who may feel that way, but I don't think they'd come forward and say it. But I think that they gut-wise think it, and it may turn some people off. We'll have to see what happens. Dan, thanks for hanging on, man, and have a great day.
Hey, thank you. You too.
Okay, and thanks so much.
Hi. Thanks so much.
All right, let me go to Karen real quick. Karen in Silverthorne. Karen, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, I got to talk fast because I'm coming up on the Eisenhower Tunnel, but I am just shocked that even gender is being considered. I don't think you'd be talking about it if it were race. I think Katie Couric's a very sharp gal. I remember I was driving in the car when 9/11 happened, and I was tuned to a TV station, NBC, and someone on the ground was describing to Matt and Katie the type of plane that had just hit the one of the towers, and Matt's going, that's impossible. It could only be a commuter plane. And Katie said immediately, terrorists. I think the gals are right on the ball,
well,
and she couldn't be any worse than Dan Rather.
Well, let me answer that real quickly by saying to you that, you know what, you remember, I think his name was Max Robinson from ABC, who was African-American, And either he anchored a network newscast or he anchored some big local newscast. I think he anchored a network newscast, and there was controversy behind that.
How long ago was that?
Gee, he's been dead now for like what?
Yeah.
You know, but well, I think it was back in the 80s, and
yes.
and you know, still, well, but still, you know, hey, you heard the guy? Did you hear the guy from who called?
Hey, I lived in Topeka, Kansas for 18 years.
Well, he says there are people out there in Kansas who would object to it.
Well, not any more than anybody else, anywhere else. I think you have your.
Oh, now, wait a minute. No, I got to challenge that.
You got to tell me
Kansas is not more conservative, say, than Boulder, Colorado, or say, than Seattle, Washington, or say, than Portland, Oregon? Come on.
Well, I lived in Topeka, Kansas for 18 years, and so, you know.
You should read the Thomas Frank book. Read the Thomas Frank book on Kansas, okay?
Well, anyway, I'm just shocked that we're even discussing Sandra.
Well,
I think that she's somebody that's on the ball. Look at all the.
I have nothing against her. I'm on your side.
Oh, I know you don't.
I'm on your side.
But didn't Dan Rather have a bunch of people fired on his staff because they were, you know? I just want to hear somebody present the news. I don't want to. Planted one way or another. I want to make my own opinion, and I think she's more capable of doing that than Dan Rather. He was kind of ousted, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, but he got ousted. He got victimized over that whole George Bush situation with the. And by the way, we never have answered the question about where Bush was during Vietnam. Karen, thank you. I appreciate it. Be safe.
Bye.
Going into the tunnel. See you later. All right. Now there are parts of this country that are more conservative than other parts. Come on, Gadsden, Alabama. You think that's as liberal as, I don't know, Long Island, New York? Madison, Wisconsin. Well, Madison's a pretty... Chicago? Detroit? Colorado Springs? Gina?
Yes?
You ever lived anywhere else but here?
Yes, actually, I came here from New Mexico. Albuquerque.
Well, I love Albuquerque. That's a wonderful town. Okay, that's kind of... That's kind of a progressive city, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's more Democrat than it is Republican.
All right. So to Karen, which would be considered to be more progressive? Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Topeka, Kansas?
I'd go with Albuquerque.
Yeah, I think I would too. We love you, Karen. Don't get stuck up there in the tunnel. All right. Speaking of getting stuck, what's the traffic look like?
Well, we're starting to shake loose I-70 finally between I-25 and Colorado and Federal to Pecos. It was a mess all morning because of several different wrecks, and it's still a little sluggish in those spots. 270 loaded up through Commerce City, southbound 25 at 38, starting to get back to normal into downtown. Still a little heavy for you out of Thornton. We're in good shape along C-470 now in Highlands Ranch and on 225.
Thunder Mountain of Denver.
See Colorado's biggest
and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons
and brand new Thunder Mountain custom cycle.
Ride home on a bike today
and enjoy a free trip for two
to Las Vegas.
Thunder Mountain of Denver.
With the best pricing,
the best financing,
and all bikes
fully serviced
and ready to roll.
Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months.
No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles.
With approved credit.
Thunder Mountain of Denver.
Off I-70 in Pecos
and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
It's pain, economic pain, every single month when you can consolidate all this stuff and lower your payments and get out from underneath this outrageous interest that you're being charged. Now, the Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and best service. Even if you had some credit problems in the past, they can still get you a great fixed mortgage rate. And who hasn't had credit problems in the past? Look, you know what? They're a direct lender of the Mortgage Store. They offer the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. You can get a yes, you can get an okay on the phone today. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. They're open evenings till 8, Saturday too. It's convenient, it's fast, and you know what? The income, the interest on your home loan may be tax deductible, but the interest on your credit cards, well, they're simply not. So get out from underneath this if you own your own home. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, open phones underway. High today, 80, partly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's open phones. You miss any part of this program, you can hear it back on podcast at am760.net. And let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Ron. Hi, you're on.
How are you, Jay?
I'm all right. It's just that line one, man. You know what the problem is with that line one? It just never works. Okay. Glad I didn't lose you. What's on your mind?
Hey, somebody on the conservative side and the far right side, they're producing these films, blaming Clinton for the for 9/11 and all this. Have you seen what's happening in Europe now? This new film coming out.
Oh yeah, with the Bush fake assassination. Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, this wait, you want to see a furor? They're going to try their. I think people from the right and the Republicans or whoever. Going to try to ban this film from reaching the United States. I've seen scenes from it, and where they have on the computer where Bush gets shot, it looks like, remember they said the photographic scenes when Jack Ruby pulled out of the crowd to shoot Oswald?
Mm-hmm.
It morphed it.
Well, let's see if they make moves to ban it. I mean, so far they haven't said anything. So far there's been no talk about it.
It's been a big hit in Europe.
Well, I mean,
I wouldn't go across the street to see it myself, personally. But
it's not something I'd go watch, but, I mean, somebody will go watch it. But, I mean, listen, I mean, nobody has that I know of on the right has said much about it so far. So we'll see.
Fox has. They get real nasty about it.
Well, I never watch them, so I don't count them as being a legitimate, reliable source. I mean, Fox is basically deals in fiction. But you're right, they are the right wing. But let's see if they can get it banned. I mean, under what grounds can they get it banned?
or watch the controversy, and it'll be hitting your show, too.
Well, let them squeal. I mean, you know, let them squeal. I mean, I think it's a legitimate question to ask whether it's, you know, in poor taste or not to show somebody who looks like the President of the United States getting assassinated. I think it's in poor taste, but, you know, there have been plenty of reenactments. There have been plenty of docudramas about John F. Kennedy. There's been plenty of docudramas about Ronald Reagan, and there's also one due out. There's a movie due out about the assassination of Bobby Kennedy as well.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Previews of that. They're already advertising as R-rated.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what comes out of it. Ron,
okay,
thanks, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Is it in bad taste? Yeah, I think it's in bad taste. Will I go see it? No. But maybe one of you doesn't think it's in bad taste. Maybe you would go see it. It's not something I'd go see. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Jamie in Denver. Jamie, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. I just wanted to let you know that I read on Daily Kos today that Scholastic Books is putting out a book of research material or resource material for teachers to use to talk about the path to 9/11.
Well, who wrote it? I mean, is it going to be biased, or is it?
It has to be biased.
Well, Scholastic Books is not necessarily a.
But the point is, is it
adopted after the movie? You mean?
It's to talk about the movie. It's resource materials for teachers to be able to discuss the movie with their children, their students.
Hmm.
So it's got to be biased, and you know, I don't think that that teachers should be discussing docudramas anyway.
Well, you know, I don't know about that. I'd have to think about that or whether that's a bad thing to discuss or not.
You know, now that I say that out loud, but some kind of political thing, I'm not sure the teacher should be.
Well, I think the main problem here, the thing that's got me honked off about this whole ABC docudrama is if you've seen the promos for it, and I'm trying to think of why I was watching ABC and did see them. Maybe I saw them running on Comcast or something.
Yeah.
But the promos say that it's based on the 9/11 Commission reports. And you know what? The 9/11 Commission reports do not get in to the whole Bill Clinton thing. That's number one, not that I know of last time when I read it originally. And number two, the thing that really gets me is it obscures the facts that this president, sitting president, knew ahead of time that this was going to happen and did nothing about
it. Well, and that's it. I haven't seen it, but it's based on what I've seen in Daily Kos, but it's talking about that there's this scene where CIA and all these guys are surrounding this house that supposedly Osama bin Laden was in, and they called Clinton for permission to go in and get him, and Clinton said no. And that's not true.
Well, no, it's not totally true, and it also...
It's not anywhere near true.
You know, it's also... there's also the fact that George W. Bush's father had a chance to get him and didn't do it.
Right.
I mean,
well, but the point is, I mean, to say that there were these CIA agents sitting around and that Sandy Berger said, no, you can't go in because we're worried about the political fallout. I mean, that is nowhere near true. The truth of the matter is that they didn't want to attack that camp because they weren't sure that he was there. And so, you know, it's like the stuff that had been going around on the Internet about how Al Gore had stood up and said, we can't, you know, get Osama bin Laden, and Oliver North had said we should, and none of this stuff ever happens. But people don't get it because they just read what they read, and then they don't dig further, and they think it's the truth. And there used to be an idea. Remember what they used to say, if they couldn't print it if it wasn't true?
Yeah, but those days are long gone.
Days are long gone, but people still act as if those days are here.
Yeah, I agree. It's, you know, it's bad. It's bad news. I mean, the whole thing is bad, and I'll be very interested to see if Paul Waldman of Media Matters gets an advanced copy of it, and I'll be very interested to see what they think of it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to watch it, and yeah. I think that it's, you know, I think that it's terrible, and it's terrible that ABC is doing this.
Right.
And
my understanding is that Fox and Rush Limbaugh and people like that have gotten advanced copies, but nobody on the left has been given an advanced copy.
Yeah. You know, it's disgusting. You know, it's absolutely disgusting. But you know what? I'm not really shocked. Not shocked. And you know why I'm not shocked? I'll tell you why I'm not shocked. And this runs against conventional wisdom, but I've argued about this on the air before. This is where they think the money is. This is where they think the audience is and the money is.
At ABC.
So what they're going to do is they're going to try to chase that money and chase that audience. Meanwhile,
sure, that's right.
Meanwhile, the big underreported story that's out there is that Fox's ratings are down 28%, and CBS and MSNBC's are up.
Yeah.
So what's happening there? Could it be that what Fox is selling, America's not buying anymore?
Yes, obviously that's true, because all they have to sell is fear, and Americans are tired of that. And they're not doing us any good. I mean, did you hear the thing that came out today saying that they can't guarantee that we won't get hit again? I mean, here's what I don't understand. Why does that work? Because they've been in charge for a long time, and they haven't helped us to be more
because
safe.
Nobody,
so why does that work?
Because nobody stands up and asks questions. Nobody stands up and says, okay, wait a minute, you know what, you let Bin Laden get away at Tora Bora. You diverted, you know, I mean,
the
whole argument, and nobody stands up and says, wait a minute, you know, why are you releasing this information? And the information comes from the White House, and anything that comes out of the White House should be suspect, because they have tried to manipulate the news cycle over and over again. And why isn't it, why did they release this report on a Tuesday, and they released the Pentagon report about bad news from Iraq on a Friday when it gets buried in the Saturday edition of the newspapers?
Right.
I mean, I think...
Even aside from Osama bin Laden, I mean, they haven't done anything to make us safer with port security or cargo security or getting rid of... you know, nuclear material that's floating around. So that's what I think is interesting.
Well, I think we should, you know, I think we should all collectively raise our voices to that about that question on 9/11. And I think the other question we ought to ask is, where is Osama bin Laden, and how come you haven't got him?
Well, and also, Jay, you know, did you see this thing? And I can't remember where I saw it. Maybe it was on Huffington Post. But it was talking about, or somebody wrote about that the terrorists are winning because that the they use death and destruction. Those are tactics, that all they want is for people to be terrorized.
Right, exactly.
And we are. And so they have one already because, you know, they're doing exactly what they want to do, and they're causing us to respond exactly as they want us to. And I sure wish we had a leader, or I hope we do have a leader who will stand up and, you know, be like Roosevelt and say all we have to fear is fear itself.
Well, you know what? Let's get out and change things in November. That's what I say.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it. Call me again.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
It's 9-4.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Today, let's do motorcycle math. We'll start with subtraction. Just because it's a motorcycle doesn't mean insurance benefits can be subtracted. How about addition? What does one rider and two wheels equal? 2 + 1 = 1. One very valuable life that counts. Motorcycle accidents cause devastating injuries. The sum of the parts should equal fair insurance treatment. How can you get hurt twice in one accident? You can get hurt once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. That's 2 / 1. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Motorcycle injuries are multiplied over your lifetime, multiplied in ways mathematicians can't even calculate. Don't suffer a loss on your insurance claim. At Bell & Pollock, we've solved serious motorcycle insurance injury problems for years. If you need help, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock, consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker.
Yep, Brother Al, coming up at 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 80. Partly sunny. Jay Marvin along with the air. It's open phone, 303-713-7600. Tomorrow, can Democrats and religion mix? We'll talk about that. Plus, we'll hear from the mother of one of the Steamboat Springs, too. Now, if you aren't hip to the Steamboat Springs story, go to am760.net. Listen to the first hour of this show this morning between 6 and 7. And this is the story of these two guys who got thrown in jail for taking fruit, vegetables, basically, out of a dumpster. Incredible story. All right, let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Okay, have you ever known the answer to something but wish you were wrong?
Sometimes I think I've known the answer, and it's turned out not to be right.
Oh, that would be funny. Talking about Senator Makaka, he's going to win. I'd love to be wrong. It would be just delicious to hear my relatives lament his.
Well, how do you know? How do you know he's going to beat Webb?
Oh, I covered his senate. His congressional, his senatorial, and his gubernatorial campaigns, and he is just—he is beloved. He is beloved.
But you got to explain how did his lead over Webb shrunk to nothing after this got out, and Virginia has become a pretty diverse place.
Like I said, I would love to be wrong, and I will say a friend of mine back home who just, you know, we love each other, we're sisters from another mother, but I'm a lefty and she's a righty, and meow, sometimes we have some catfights. Even she was very, very disappointed in him, but she didn't say she wouldn't vote for him. Look, like I said, I would love to be wrong. This doesn't mean that I want it to be right, but with my experience of covering him, and, I mean, let's face it, there's still a pretty high hillbilly factor in old Virginia, you know.
In parts of it, or in the rural parts of it. But
oh,
there's also,
mercy.
But there's also, you know, there's also a pretty big, you know, there's also a pretty big Democratic, you know, block there, too. I mean, they have a Democratic governor. They had a Democratic governor before that, which was Warner. You know, it's awful hard to beat an incumbent. It's really, really rough. And there's no question about it that Allen has got a bigger war chest than James Webb has. However,
he's also the man who beat Chuck Robb when Oliver North couldn't.
Well, however, you know, it depends on what kind of money and resources are put in there. And I read it last week that the Democratic Party is going to funnel some money that way, his way, and that it depends on what kind of campaign he runs. I mean, there's variables involved there, but right now they're in a statistical dead heat.
Yeah, and it would almost be delicious to go back there for a few months just to watch it. But I have a fun little tidbit on George Allen that no one has ever talked about. And when I found out about this, I guess I wasn't that surprised, because Jay Timmons was always to George Allen as Smithers was to Burns. If you're a Simpsons fan, you know what I'm talking about. Jay Timmons was George Allen's answer to Karl Rove. He was his campaign manager and then his chief of staff for more than a decade. And not too long ago, he was outed by a political group. They like to pick on people but haven't come out and dragged them kicking and screaming in the closet themselves. And Jay Timmons was outed and is gay. He, at the time this had happened, he had gone from Allen's office to, I cannot remember the name of, some sort of national Republican committee. And he was indeed outed, and he very quietly bowed out. and is now working in the private sector. But I would have paid a lot of money to have been at George Allen's dinner table when that came out.
Well, I'll tell you one thing's for sure. He may win that senatorial thing, but I'll tell you something. He tries to run for president. Nobody's going to forget this. Thanks,
He's
Alan.
Toast.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Oh,
okay.
Thanks so much.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Katie Couric. Speaking of Katie Couric, Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I know we only have a minute here. I wanted to speak on Katie Couric.
Sure.
You know, I was a big Katie Couric fan until I saw her interview John Kerry, and she was unbelievably rude to him. One of the big righties, and I can't remember, if anybody remembers, please call in tomorrow and say who it is. They were discussing the media and how the left, you know how they always say the left has advantage and it's
right.
Slanted to the left.
Right.
Said, no, it's not that way. We're winning ground.
Oh, that was Ann Coulter that said that.
At least we have Katie.
Yeah, that was Ann Coulter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, other thing I wanted to say is, people need to be careful and do their own research. You know, Katie is going to be a kinder, more genteel Fox News and putting lipstick on a pig. I'm not calling her a pig, but the way that they have no integrity, the way that they go about calling themselves media.
Yeah, she will ideologically she will ideologically mask herself is what you're saying.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I have one last thing to say that all of us in America need to remember that sheep always get fleeced. So
yeah, well, you're right.
We need to do our own research and make up our own minds on
a lot
of these issues.
I agree 100%. Thank you. Very good call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Take care.
And thanks so much, as Ellen would say, and as Katie would say. All right, back tomorrow morning. We'll talk about Democrats and religion and also about the Steamboat Springs 2, as I call them. It's incredibly, I mean, I would, you know, if you've lived in Steamboat Springs, you got to hang around tomorrow and you got to tell me about.
You asked for it. Now you're getting it. A third show has been added. Comedy Central Live presents Carlos Mencia, The Punisher Tour. 14, live at the Buell Theater. Carlos Mencia.
My brother, I am so proud of you. The Winter Olympics? We've sent two black people to the Winter Olympics. Only two. And both of those brothers came back with gold. That's right. I said it. When we send black people to places where they have bling, they come back with it.
Tickets for show number 3 on September 14th are on sale now and going fast. At all Ticketmaster locations. The Buell Theater box office. Online at Ticketmaster.com. Or charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS. Carlos Mencia. The Punisher Tour. Show number 3 now added for September 14th.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado.